Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5-3 back, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio, the kid, Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187, Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer, holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
Yeah. One sign. Favo Clay. Time for extra shit. I'm like a bad film editor with extra clips. You never shit where you eat unless you extra bitch. You never get no relief like an extra pitch. I'm on a throne all alone where the devil sits. Son of the wise lie, Hakim Menelik. Laugh at the unbeliever, you malevolent. He only half his night, sacrifice the sentiment. Praise be to God, he defy logical. Put me at the foul line, take two shots at you. Death, life, life, death, so horrible. Let this motherfucking bulldog bark at you.
Jubilee, jubilo, jubilum. I'm a giant on this earth, feet 5-4 from cerebellum overloader, make your brain stem numb. Super fans make these bitch wanna swallow my cum. You can't clash with a pharaoh, there's nowhere to run. As quick as I quit the clip and it go in the gun. Everything is slow motion, blood go in your lungs. Ridiculous as Icarus flying close to the sun. I'm a supernova, nobody escapes my gravity. Graffiti on the moon, spelling out the name Apathy. Undisputed king of the Milky Way galaxy. I did your whole squad, but I got a wagon's allergy. Tyrannical, over side cannibal. I'm the son of Samuel, murder without the manual. The tumor king cut, pimp sluts, rip guts from opponents while I'm drinking the blood from a pimp cup.
Pharaoh grip, we bust your shit. You know it's no holds barred when the bars be spit. It goes, what? It goes,
what?
Pharaoh, AOTP, get your wig split. Pharaoh grip, we bust your shit. You know it's no holds barred when the bars be spit. It goes,
what?
It goes,
what?
Pharaoh, AOTP, get your wig split.
Just loves war. Ted dancing from Cheers, I'm above norm. I exploit performances, whack. Record raps on my phone's voice recorder app. Permanent hunchback. From deep in my city on my spine, cause I've been making tracks since Ahaz to Carcanine. Get your bitch far more wet. When I get paid, it's a fucking party with a giant cardboard check. The army is a hardcore set. Paper before pussy. These haters is all rookies. I give them volleyball nookies. No warning shots missed. I am the ammo crates till my palms got blistered.
Hey, yo, Pharaoh, get blow the violence. Tempo. It's so dead to me like the Pirates retro. Found out Willie Stark, yeah, like Judy's bars. Well, lift him like a barbell. You sound like Marcel the Shell when you rhyme. My mom failed design, my heart sells a line. My cartel is 5 times bigger. This arm melts your mind. I spit like a 9. It's that fast, I don't even know. I typically use a double E3 carbine rifle to overfetch you. Execute rappers underwater, tie a wire to their wetsuit. Barracudas eat them, we don't need them. We beat them, then we bleed them out, trash them and delete them.
Taste the beast, I'm a motherfucking Minotaur. Catch a hot flash like an old bro with menopause. AOTP click, those been my dogs. You don't believe in me, you can't believe there is a God. You must be an atheist. They don't ever try and test me, I must be the craziest. You ain't make a move yet, you must be the laziest. Your theme is shook, and I bet you the shakiest. I switched the head to the white meat. The guns roar so fucking loud, you think that it was bike week. I'm from Philly, where the cost of life cheap. 50 bones get you going, my reekings down Pike Street. I'm not a blog creation, I'm not a hype beast. I am the embodiment of dope rhymes and a right beat. I'm the result of Scarface and Icy. Tan trees, white teeth, my niggas think just like me. I'm not
shit. We bust your shit, you know it's no holds. When the bars be spit, it goes,
what?
It goes,
what?
Arrow, AOTP, get your wig split. Barrel grip, we bust your shit. You know it's no holds barred. When the bars be spit, it goes,
what?
It goes,
what? Arrow,
AOTP, get your wig split.
AOTP, raw rap forever.
Radio in the place to be. You already know it's Dyer Lansky.
welcome everybody listening online. The caller's already on the line. You already know how it goes down. I had to bang really quick that next new single off that Army of the Pharaohs. The Army of the Pharaohs came out today. Be sure to go on iTunes and grab that. It's called In Death Reborn, so I definitely had to go to that. We had a have a beautiful show, excuse me, tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got Nature. We got Type Ill. We got Cognac COB in the house. You know what I'm saying? And we got Ali Vegas. So we're going to do it real, real, real big tonight. But without further ado, I'm going to go to my first guest, the legendary MC, Type Ill himself. What's happening, big homie?
What's going on, man? So thank you for having me, bro. Thank
no problem.
You.
Welcome to Die For Radio. I mean, and thank you for, you know, spending some time with us and definitely, you know, spreading some good hip-hop, man. I'm listening to the tracks, and it's just, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to hear that type of music in this day and age. And we have this conversation a lot on the show, kind of about, you know, hip-hop is dead and, you know, this and that and, you know, what's on the radio and this and that. Well, you know, it's all still out there. You just got to look for it. So tell these people a little bit about yourselves, yourself, you know, the ones that aren't familiar, and we'll get it started.
No question. Well, first and foremost, you know, again, thank you for having me on the show. I go by the name of Type Ill, T-Y-P, no E. You know, it was given to me by my boys, you know, growing up. I'm from Long Island, you know what I'm saying? I did a little time in the service in the military, so I'm, you know, I'm a patriot, you know what I mean? And, yo, I'm a hip-hop head all day, and this is what I do. This is what I love. This is what, how, you know what I'm saying? This is how I express myself. This is something I've been doing for a long time, and, you know, I don't plan on stopping for a while. I do this for the people, you know what I'm saying? So, that's it. That's it in a nutshell, kid. You know, hip-hop and patriotism at its finest.
Yep, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing to hear. And like I said, there's a lot of good hip-hop out there. You do got to look for it, you know.
You got to search for it, man. You got to have the
patriotism. You got to search for it. But I don't, you know, to hit on that, though, there's no excuses not to. I grew up in an era. You went and you read in the magazine. You actually watched, you know, the videos when there's videos on there. And you bought the CDs every Tuesday. So, you know, I do find it a little crazy that it's all there on YouTube or iTunes. Like, you could even go preview the songs on iTunes, and people don't know more about music. You think it would be...
You know, it is technology. Technology changed up the system. That's all. Technology changed up, you know, the pattern of the way things go. But, you know, hip-hop is something that's always going to find its way. It's always going to find its way to the surface one way or another. You know, there's hip-hop heads out there 10, 11 years old that know about that golden stuff because they know their history. They know what it is, you know. So that's what my confidence is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I always ask this question to my guests, and it really interests me, especially people that are into real hip-hop. What were some of your other musical influences growing up besides hip-hop? And it's not taking anything away from the love of hip-hop and what you do with your craft. But growing up, was there some other genres that you just said, man, this, you know, you hear it, like, that's my
well,
shit,
growing
right?
Up, growing up, you know, my pops used to bring me to football practice all the time, so we had that rock playing in the truck to get me pumped up, you know. So everything from AC/DC and Led Zeppelin to even, like, Billy Idol, bro. You know what I mean? So I have a lot of good influences. I also like some of the old school joints, you know, the old R&B. Like, you know, I like the Al Green, you know what I mean? Any good music out there that you can tell they put their heart and soul into it is intriguing. You have to respect that.
Yeah, because then you're entering a genre of music, if you will. You know what I'm saying? To where you have, in the, whether it's sampled or you're recreating it, whatever, in the background, you actually have real chord progressions and real, you know, almost dialogue to the music. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's what's up. So, you know, I definitely got some more questions for you and everything, but I really, really want to play this track, Downrange Mama. Tell us a little bit about this track because it was fascinating when I heard it. I was blown away. So tell us a little bit about this.
Thank you very much. Well, Downrange hits near and dear. You know, I wrote a lot of that recently, but a few of the bars that you hear in there. When I was overseas at my second tour in Iraq, you know, when we had downtime from doing our, you know, patrols and whatnot, you know, I had some time to write. You know, I've been writing, like I said, music before the service, during the service, and after, you know, service to this day. So this is just something that I put together. I felt it was necessary to put out there. It was a way for me to channel my emotions and my feelings, because, you know, I think about it every day. It's going to be a part of me for the rest of my life. So, you know, I put two and two together, schematics laced me with the joint, you know, and it was a marriage right off the jump. I knew these words belonged on this record, on this beat, and then the rest was history, you know.
That's what's up. Now, you said your second tour.
Yeah, I did two and a half.
Did I get that
right? I did two and a half tours. I was in for 6.5 years in the Army, and I did two tours in Iraq and a half in Afghanistan. So,
absolutely. Well, I can for sure say salute to you. We really appreciate that fact, what you did for our country, obviously.
Thank you very much, brother.
I'm really excited. So we're going to obviously come back. Callers, I see you on the line, too. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to play this. It's exclusive right here. Type Bill, Downrange Mama. Let's go. Doffo Radio. Come on.
Yes, sir.
How we sounding over there? Good? Support your troop. Hashtag salute. Listen,
yo mama, mama, can't you see?
Yo, left, right, left. Yo,
what this army's done to me?
Yo, left, right, left.
They work away my favorite chain.
3, 4, fire it up now.
Now I'm marching boots all day.
The patriotic MC, that means I bleed red, white, and blue. My sleeves display markers of unit passions, my crew. My brother's respect earned, put my life on the line. My word, my chain of command, whether his or hers, I serve. It's not a question for this country, I did it. No regrets for any acts of violence committed. I protected this nation's image. War is never ending, but like family members, whether wrong or right, I still defend them. So I pay no mind for hecklers around. I'm proud knowing that I jeopardized my life for their right to put me down. Go figure what we stand for around the world in this man's war. Ducking Kalashnikovs in a sandstorm. I thank the Lord I'm here, but some of my mans are gone. Ultimate sacrifice, no one was planning for. Blood, sweat, and tears, didn't see holidays. I guess Santa Claus must have been camouflaged.
Mama, mama, can't you see? Mama, mama, can't you see? What this army's done to me? What this army's done to me? They took away my favorite chain. Took away my favorite chain. Now I'm marching boots all day. Now I'm marching boots all day.
Stand in the heat, temper tantrums increase. My feet stand in the street without a strand of defeat. I'm looking to the left and right at me, my man's in the Jeep. The 50 caliber's loaded, I'm not a fan of retreat. I never disrespect leaders, I never slander their speech. Whether Bush or Obama, man, he's my commander-in-chief. I always follow my orders, never demanded my sleep. The deprivation kept me crazy with my head on the heat. I pulled that trigger when I stood in the town. My squad, automatic weapon, 249, I command man down. And when I wasn't on foot, my team rode in a Bradley. 25 millimeter light you up badly. Traveling wolf packs, witness the size of power. 33 ton armor, 50 miles per hour. Snipers in the tower, up Saddam's palace. Morning rockets shower, trigger figure was callous. The prophecy gotta be Middle East peace philosophy. Decrease animosity, defeat the beast watching me. Obviously why it gotta be reason dying for my belief. Even if I survive the heat, we still be on the side of sea. But I'm alive, Lord, thank the Lord. God damn, makes me wanna learn a Bible more. But still, I had to learn my rifle more. A different kind of man since my first side of war.
Mama, mama, can't you see? Mama, mama, can't you see? What this army's done to me? What this army's done to me? They took away my favorite chain. Took away my favorite chain. Now I'm marching boots all day. Now I'm marching boots all day. Mama, mama, can't you see? Mama, mama, can't you see?
Yo, check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio. So do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio. Type Ill in
Die
the
For
house.
Radio.
Let me tell
that
you, man.
Good.
Hey man, that's some heat right there. Now, you know, I don't want to dwell on the tours, although, you know, we could have a whole show about that.
Of course, go ahead.
Were you able to consistently write? I know, you know, it's hectic out there, but when you had downtime, were you able to keep writing and kind of keep the thoughts going and the process going while you were out there?
Towards the end when I got settled in, and, you know, once we had a routine out there, towards, you know, the second half of the tour when, you know, not to say it would wind down, but when we had a little bit more downtime, and, I mean, obviously we were all concerned about, you know, us getting ready to go home. So, you know, we want to make sure. Can you curse in there? No cursing, right? Just want to make sure shit didn't go down the last couple of months there, so we were still on edge. But, you know, as we had a little more downtime, a little more time ourselves, think about our next moves when we get back, you know, I definitely made it a point to spend at least a little bit to keep my sanity, you know, with the pen and pad.
Absolutely. Now, so what is going on new for you, say, 2014? Time flies when you're having fun, my dude, so we can go into 2015. What's new for Type Ill now?
Right, well, hasn't been too much fun yet, man. Still work. But 2014, I'm very, very excited. DCMD Concepts Media partnered with me, is helping me out big time with this next project coming out called The Turning Point. We're looking at a release date. About a month and change. We don't have the exact date yet, but everything is on track. It's Turning Point. It's going to be a 8-track project. It's going to be something new. Got some nice features on there from Nature, Ali Vegas, of course, Sean Don from Justice League. You know, got Snow Goons Production. You know, based out of Germany. Got a couple cats. Got Sick Luke from Italy. Schematics out of Canada. So, you know, it's coming together quite well. And you know, the Turning Point name speaks for itself. This is my coming into the game. Like, oh, here I am. This is what I got. You know, I'm taking this very serious. You know what I'm saying? So, got my fingers crossed with this, man.
That's what's up. Now, where do you think right now, you know, and just to touch on it real quick, I guess you say, and especially with you doing real hip-hop, where do you think that fits right now in the grand scheme of rap/hip-hop? And because we are in this digital era, there's a lot of outside looking in, people not really having the correct information about what's going on. But, I mean, how do you feel?
Well, when you say, like, the correct look at, you mean basically hip-hop in general, where it's heading?
Yeah, you think this circle we got, you know, to get the real music back is coming back. It's been enough of the kind of the saturated sound, and, you know, where do you think?
Really, I mean, I've been hearing this for years, ever since Nas did the Hip Hop is Dead in 06, you know, it's been a constant talk about it, and I feel, you know, hip hop is going to, it's been around for 40 years, it's going to be around for another 40, in my opinion. And, you know, you put your life, for me, you know, you put your life on paper, the authenticism, you know, if you're authentic, but you put your life to paper and you write and you make music in ways that you may not be able to express to people one-on-one in a daily conversation in the street to somebody. You know, this is a way for people to express themselves. And as long as there's people out there that can appreciate good lyricism and can appreciate work ethic, of course, you know. You know, you're not gonna rock with a bum. With good, you know, there's plenty of talented people out there, but you know, they're just not good people. So you know what I'm saying? But just as long as there's people out there putting their hard work into it and putting rhyme schemes together and finding dope beats and keeping it within the community, there's always going to be good hip hop. There's always going to be those couple of them saviors, so to say. Every year, like he's bringing it back. It's always going to be like that, you know. And
yeah.
I feel as long as people like you, people like me, and people like, you know, Vegas and cats out there that are doing their thing, we'll have nothing to worry about.
Yep, and that's a beautiful thing, and we're going to keep it going. Now, I actually want to go to this track, too, because we just passed it was two different holidays in some people's minds on Sunday, but having it 420, we got the Sandwich Bag featuring Terminology. Now, this was on a mixtape.
Correct. That was on DJ Concept's Heavy Smoke.
Yes.
Project. Shout out to DJ Concept. I'm actually doing something with him later on this year called the Warrior Project. It's going to be my first full project in regards to the military life. I mean, basic training was dope, but it was hip hop. This is going to be strictly from boot camp to my final day in the service. But, you know, we'll get that later. But, yeah, Terminology, DJ Concept, off the Heavy Smoke Deluxe Edition. He did this thing out in Europe. He did this thing out here. And I was on it. This was my first big feature. You know, and I'm a big Terminology fan. So I was thrilled. I was very humbled to be asked to do something like this. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And the song shows it. And hip-hop's a fan of Terminology and yourself. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all this good music. For real. But, man, I got to play this sandwich bag. Terminology, type ill, die for radio. Come on.
Yeah, man. High as fuck right now. DJ Concept, what up? My shit sour, like my baby mama attitude. Which one, both of them, I got two, it's like a zoo in my head. I spent my last $5 on a cup for the keg. I'm addicted to chrome, and since 8th grade, yeah, I've been taking hits from the bomb. Weed popping out the sandwich bag, I smoke Arizona mids and the swag back in the day. Then I moved up to the dro, moving like the price of gold or the price of snow. I'm in the crisis low, very Dutch light and smoke, feeling like I got struck by a lightning bolt. Put coke under the microscope, get her heart racing, then I pipe her slow. Every day is 420, smoke weed, eat good, now it's back to getting money.
Hey, yo, hydro's chillin', we just chillin', what more can I say? We chillin', we dealin', stacking bricks to the ceiling. I'ma kill it, it's nickel and dime bag, I'm stealin'. Pop if you wanna, the marijuana wanna, we gonna get you high. Pop if you wanna, the marijuana wanna, we gonna get you high.
Taking L to the head when I'm blunted, it's nothing, that ritual, bitch. Shout out to Styles P, never leave residual shit. Give me that lighter and watch for your mom. Beatbox, fuck it, call me MacGyver, gravity bong, sheetrock, bucket. Antisocial, LA to NY, bi-coastal. Check the resume, the bag of haze will turn my rhymes postal. Came in the door, dogs hustling, crawn, nickel and dom, Ginzu splitting Dutch, fingertips wasn't good enough. As a youngin', my first blunt was a disaster. Had all the cats laughing, thank God my crew, they had compassion. My man told me them answers later, hypocrite. Critical Newport blazer told me to take out the cancer paper. Shit, that purple had me chillin'. Even in 9-7, had to turn that radio off and put that cypher ceiling. Fillin' with rage, a sharp writer skill, cypher style, type in time, Boston to Long Island now.
Ayo, hydro's chillin', we just chillin'. What more can I say? We feelin', we dealin', stackin' bricks to the ceiling. I'ma kill it, it's nickel and dime bag, I'm stealin'. Pop if you wanna, the marijuana wanna, we gonna get you. The marijuana wanna, we gonna get you high.
Doppel Radio. You already know what's happening. That sandwich bag, type ill in Terminology. And see, that's just fun, filmy, good hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? That's... And it doesn't necessarily because it's about trees or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a fun song. You guys sound like you having a blast on it, and it you know that's what's up.
And he's flipping a classic. He's flipping a classic joint from Cypress, you know. So
yeah, absolutely. So now you know, to get actually another question, I'm gonna go to a caller. But you know, growing up, who were some of your influences? I know Nature and a lot of that, but you know, Cypress Hill, that's West Coast. What were some of your favorite kind of West Coast rappers, maybe down south?
Oh, well, let me tell you, man, I lived in Los Angeles for 4 years, during from, like, you know, the 93 to 97. So I was there while things were booming, like the Wu-Tang and Nas, Illmatic, everything was popping off in New York. I was in Los Angeles during, you know, G-Thang, you know, Dre, Pac, Snoop, Spice One, South Central Cartel, you know, West Side Connection, the Comrades. So I was heavily influenced by, you know, West Coast rappers, E-40, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but growing, you know, that whole, including that, on top of that, you know, Tribe Called Quest, obviously. Nas is one of my favorites of all time, you know what I mean? And, you know, Boo, of course, you know, I mean, I can go on, bro, you know, I can go on. I was always been a mega fan, always been a cool mega fan. Royce the 5'9", you know what I'm saying? He's dope.
We got the same list. Tragedy, Gaddafi.
Yo, that's okay. No doubt.
That's what's up. I'm going to hit this caller real quick, 818. Been holding for a second. 818, you live with Type Ill and Dyer Lansky, Doppel Radio. What's happening?
What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing? How you doing, Dialess? This is Mr. Errol Tate. How y'all feeling over there?
What's going on, yo?
Beautiful thing,
chilling,
Mr. Errol Tate in the house. We're just banging out good hip-hop. We got the OG homie in the house. You know what I'm saying? 2.5 tours in Iraq and here blessing us with this beautiful music, my dude.
Heck yeah, man. I was digging that joint. It was fun. I understand what you were talking about that diet, you know. It's back to that essence of back to that time, man. You know, same category as you got, my man. It's the same category I grew up listening to. You know, which had substance, a lot of death. It was fun. It was jittery, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't bland and simple like it normally was, but you can hear your words clearly, and that's one of the main pluses in the music business, you know what I mean? So
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's what's up. Mr. Errol Tate, you already know, homie. We appreciate you. Very talented MC, producer, singer, extraordinaire, you name it, he can do it. You know what I mean? So that's what's up. Yeah, but, you know, everyone, I think, in just, you know, phone calls like that, and you kind of see these people are wanting that good music come back and to kind of feel good about it. And obviously club hits make you feel good when you're in the club and doing it, but when you have that real substance, it makes a big difference in people's lives a lot of the time. Because I think, you know, anything like that.
Hello,
you know,
there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. You cut out in the last sentence. I didn't hear what you said. My fault.
Oh, I said, you know, like phone calls like that and other people that we talk to a lot, you know, that music with the substance and everything, you know, club bangers can make you feel happy when you're clubbing and shit like that. But a lot
of
people attribute
this
music to real life. So when they hear something with substance, it reminds them of something in their life. It makes a difference in their life for real. It could change their whole, you know, mood on the whole month. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. There's records out there that had me thinking about, you know, my life decisions. And, you know, I mean, club music is great, you know. But this stuff, this music that we're talking about, that's that rider music. That's at home, thinking about things type of music. You know what I mean? That's when you're by yourself or with your boys, or just with your shorty kicking back. You know, that's when the hip hop really comes to the forefront. You know what I mean? This club joints, this club music. I'll bump that all day, but it comes and goes. It comes as quick as it goes. You know what I mean? When this hip hop, this thing, it's timeless. Hip hop is timeless, and that's why. This is why I decided to stick with this genre. You know, I get opportunities, you know, why don't you try this? Why don't you try to switch it up? Why don't you try to make things more club friendly? And I, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't try. I've done it. I got a few club records sitting in the back burner somewhere. Like, who knows? You know what I mean? But, you know, it's something that you would have to really consider if you want to go there. Because once you cross over to that, you could lose. You can lose them hardcore fans that really love your hip hop for what it is. You know, if you switch over, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just something you would have to, an individual would have to decide if that's what they wanted to do. And not knocking either, because there's some people who do both.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
Kendrick,
and but, you know,
you got
I think
Kendrick
comes...
Lamar, J. Cole, these new cats out there. That, you know what I mean? I'll listen to Kendrick in the home and in the club, you know? So.
No, I agree. And I'll tell you, too. You know, I think if they switch something like that, like you said, you got some on the back burner and anything, as long as you're still being you, it shouldn't matter what the genre of the beat that it's laced and the way you say anything. You know, fans should be fans if you stay you. If you switch a genre and then actually switch what you usually talk about and everything, then that, I think that's
right,
a whole different
thing. If you keep it hardcore hip hop, you talk about beats, rhymes, and life, and then you do a couple of records like you know what I mean, doing rocking shades in the club, like that's not him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So.
That's exactly it. So okay, cool. Check this out, man. I'm gonna go to another track, but before I do that, because we got Ollie Vegas coming on soon, we got Nature coming on soon, so I'm definitely gonna rock out. You know what I'm saying? While I got you, I want to go into this Verbalized Thoughts. But before it gets too hectic, if you don't mind, I'd love to get a Die For Radio drop from you, man. But don't go anywhere. I'm not letting you off the line yet, but I want to get
no,
it.
No, I got you, man. No questions.
People start getting on the lines, and we can go on this track with Tragedy Gaddafi, right, Verbalized Thoughts?
Okay.
All right. So go ahead. Let me get a drop from you real quick.
Produced by Town of Problem.
Go ahead. Let me get that drop from you real quick.
Hello.
I'm sorry, was it breaking up again?
Go ahead. What's up, man?
No, no, I was going to say, go ahead, let me get a Dot 4 Radio drop from you. I'm going to drop this track real quick.
Of course. Yo, shout out to Dot 4 Radio. This is Type Bill. Showing love to you guys. Keep doing your thing, man.
That's what's up. Coming right back with Type Bill. Let's roll. Dot 4 Radio.
Yeah, deep concepts, 40 amps, 2.5 Gaddafi, chiller shot. Fuck out of here. It was never over. UGP. You got to be lining this game up here, man. 41st side of things. Stack paper, true B, yo, still breathing, yo. Old women reach inside of their purses for the churches. Satanic curses can't eradicate my verses. Holy water, prophetic, aura's anointed. Flexible with the crime, my thoughts is double jointed. I've been appointed, most high, who's most fly. Illest alive, like FOI, rocking bow ties. To my G's on the west side of low ride. Militant bang music, my slang fluid when I verbalize. Carrera shades on, twist the Dutch and blades on. Ride on my enemies, moving on them in strange form. Manicure index, embrace the text trigger. Realest rap gorilla, can't speak for the next nigga. I'm focused, never sleep, eyes open like a sound. Jules Antarctica, bitches, they wanna line me up. Overzealous, made niggas, yeah, we hood fellas. Touching more paper than them Swiss bank tellers. Though my hammer got cold, I froze and I was old school. So I blow through the door, rocking exotic jewels. Y'all dudes is lightweight, I got a lot to lose. Never lay a hand on you, I be sending out the boom.
Got the limit for the birds. We go flyer than that, no limitation for my team. Long Island to Queens for the dream, I'm a rider for that.
What makes me better than the next man? What separates me from the rest and politicking with local heads, I could recall the talks I had with the homies who knew my passion. That soldier rap status, I had it without knowing I had it. The vital pep talk, I wanna stay on, I get off. Picking up where I left off, I'm in my best form. Gasoline, verbal vocab, pumping Exxon. Prophesize my demise from a life I realize I left long. Time ago got a lot of flow, ain't nothing standing out. The fuck y'all talking about, I bet you got to figure it out. Popping no bat of the mouth, asking what I was yapping about when I carried it out. Catch me in that wrong mood and I'm knocking them out, I carry them out. Popping off at anyone, my cocky approach to a track is a matter of cockiness, I'm confident, matter of fact. 1-2, mic, check the level for the kid. Never settled, I'm a rebel, grab a shovel if you dig. You dig?
Got the limit for the birds. We go higher than that, no limitation for my team. Long Island to Queens for the dream, I'm a rider for that. I'm a rider for that, I'ma make it my word, my word. No denying with that, yeah. No limitation for my team. Long Island to Queens for the dream, all my riders out of back. My word, my word, no denying with that, yeah. No limitation for my team. Long Island and Queens for the dream. All my riders out of back.
Radio in the house.
Yo, big bro, hey, can I ask you something? Can I be one of the first rappers, if not the first, to get a retake on that Dot 4 Radio drop? I had some time to think about it while I was on mute. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Go ahead, drop it. I got you right now. Do it.
Yo, salute to the real Dot 4 Radio. This is TYP Type Bill. Give him much respect to you, man. Keep doing your thing.
Mark, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm going to hit this 631 number real quick. 631-849. Live on Dot 4 Radio. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? This is Biggie from Long Island. I have a question for Type Bill. You know what I'm saying? I'm a long-time fan. Type, if you're given the opportunity, what current artist would you collab with, given the opportunity?
Given the opportunity? Oh, Biggie from Long? What part of Long Island are you from?
The RP. You know what I'm saying? Biggie Little. You know what I'm saying? You know who it is.
No doubt. Okay. Artists I could collaborate right now, I would definitely do something with like Action Bronson, maybe Joey Badass, definitely. You know, there's a lot of them out there, bro. In the Freeways, I would love to do something with Noriega, you know.
That's what it is, man. I'm a huge fan, man. Keep putting out that fire, man. I appreciate everything you've been putting out.
Thank you, bro. You said Billy?
Biggie.
Biggie. All right. Respect, man. Thank you very much, bro.
We appreciate you calling in, supporting Type Bill and Dot 4 Radio, Biggie. Salute you, my G.
My always.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, you know, you hear that a lot, too. And you know, I ask that question a lot, too, because especially in this day and age, you know, you don't know what – because you are an artist, too, but you're also a fan. You still listen to other people's music, you know. So I think it's still
– all the time. It's tough to be an artist and, you know, it's not sound – it's one thing to be a fan. It's sound, you know what I mean? Kind of go crazy with it, you know. I would still be starstruck if I bumped into some of these artists nowadays. So, you know what I'm saying? We had Keith Murray in the lab a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, it was hard to like even be like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? Because he looks at me like an artist. So, you know, hey, after we do this record together, can I get your autograph? You know, so it's cool though, man. It's definitely all love. It's a tight knit community, you know.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful thing. Well, I have to say, man, I really appreciate you tuning in. And real quick, we got a lot of callers on the line. If you want to talk, remember to press 1 so I can see, you know, that you're not just listening, that you want to actually holler and chime in on the situation. But I have to, you know, it's a real pleasure having you on the lines, man. The
absolutely.
Music.
Thank you for having me.
Man, and actually, we got a caller real quick, a 919, live with Type Bill. What's happening, homie?
You already know who it is, Mr. Roy, the building queen, stand up, New York City, no pity. How you doing, my man?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Man, listen, all I know is when you come with a name like Type L, you can't be whack. That's all I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? You always got to look at people. Nowadays, these names that people come up with is a little different than what we came up with when we was coming up. You know what I'm saying? And your name already gave you that precedented feel, like, you know, if you go into the cipher, you know, I'm about to go in a cipher with this dude named Type L, and you got to know.
Right, right, so, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You got to know you better come right, because we always stood by our name, even if it was acronyms. You know, my name is Raw, Ready, Able, and Willing, 2 A's, and I say you was ready and willing, but are you able? But if you was ready and able, are you willing? So that's how I always stood behind myself. I stood behind myself and stood behind your name. So, you know, these days I don't knock these dudes for doing anything, because a lot of the times they come with their own name and their real name. They don't even give themselves an alias. But some of them take on a couple of switch names from some of the legends already, or some gangster names. And, you know, it was from the era where we always came up with a name, stood behind our stature, stayed in our lane, and definitely gave you that same type of music no matter what. So even when you was talking about, sure, you're going to try and make a couple of bangers out there, because that's what artistry is.
Yes,
if you're not going to be a full definition of an artist, it's just sit there and make one-sided music. I mean, everybody has tried it. I mean, when Big Daddy Kane came out and was smashing his style, and then he just switched over to the lady style, and he was going in that direction for a while, you know, and then he went another direction. You know what it is? He came back.
People were like, what is he doing? And he came back, and he brought all those fans with him, you know?
No, I wasn't like what he's doing, because I already
– Oh, no.
I respected him for what he already did, and I know that he was just trying something. You know what I'm saying?
No
so when he come back to his originality, you know, I wasn't even like, well, thank God you're back over here, man. I already know you was a dude that'll spit somebody head off in a drop of a dime, so I wasn't worried about that. In these days, you know, everybody's doing it for the quick dollar to see what category brings them more money. We did it for the love, and we did it just to see could we do it. So salute to you and keep doing what
you're
doing.
Thank you. And, you know, about the name, too, you know, about the name for the listener out there, too, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's not like I thought of this name. This name was given to me, and I rocked with it. It was originally Type L with an E. And I decided later on, a couple of years later, let me drop the E and make it a little bit more, you know, a little bit more funky with it, you know? So, you know, all the homies in high school and around the neighborhood, you know, they gave me a name Type L, and it stuck with me. So I decided, hey, I got to live up to it somewhere, you know, one way or another. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So, but yo.
Yeah, dude.
Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yeah, we live.
Blog Talk been messing up a little bit tonight, so apologize about that. But I was gonna say, man, I appreciate you, you know, blessing our airways. The tracks
Thank
are dope.
Much.
Stay is dope. Keep us involved, definitely, man, in any new endeavors, anything new coming out. We'll get into rotation. You know, we'll hold you down just like you hold down hip-hop and have been doing, man. So just big, big salute to you, my G.
Thank you. Salute to you right back. Yo, anyone is, you know what I'm saying, TYP, I-L-L, typeill.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at typeill, TYP underscore I-L-L, DCMHipHop.com. You know, follow, show support. I promise you I won't let up on this.
Yep, and we'll be right here, man. I'm telling you, I'll definitely be, you know, retweeting whatever you do and whatever, you know, promotions we can help out with, man. Just let us know because that's why we're here.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate this, man. First phone interview, dude.
Oh, man, that's what's up. That's what's all up.
Right.
So, man, you got to come back soon, man, and, you know, just keep it a regular
thing. I'm sitting here shotgunning Heineken trying to get loose of the phone interview. It's like, all right.
We're doing the same thing. That's my drink, Heineken. That's all I drink, literally. Doesn't
matter.
Heineken
if I get... and Bex.
Yep.
Heineken and Bex, man. And I got that. I drink Heineken because of Nas on Illmatic. What about that?
And happy 20th anniversary to Nas and Illmatic. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's some real shit right there. One of the best hip hop albums ever made.
Absolutely. Hey, bro.
Have a blessed night, my G. We'll be talking
to
you soon.
You too, man.
Type Ill in the house. What can you say about something like that? True hip-hop in its form, the way it should be. Now, I got a very, very, very exclusive right now. Y'all probably seen the Vivo YouTube blow up with Scarface's new single. While I wait for my next special guest, I'm going to go ahead and drop this exclusive new Scarface track, No Problem. You heard it first on Die4 Radio. Let's go.
Greatest ever done it, you can learn from it. Dope game ran it, rap game run it, street cred hunted. Nerd turn D-boy, not genetic makeup. Baby, I'm a G-boy, hashtag street boy. Wrong one to fuck with, cross me at your own risk. Play to get back, you can trust this. I am far from average, to me it ain't no such thing. Me against the world, so fuck it, I let my nuts hang. I've been known to bust bang, kill if the need be. I don't need an army when the smoke clears, he sees me. Rhyming at his finest, unlike those vaginas that claim that they the real deal, knowing I'm the highest. Top of the command chain, I am what the streets made. I am what the hood built, you are just a weak lane. Homicidal maniac with suicidal tendencies. You're more like a punk band, I'm more like a pedigree. A nigga you ain't seen yet, so y'all cannot describe me. I'm a freak of nature, don't shit here surprise me. Money over everything except a nigga's manhood. I am not a prostitute, you don't understand hood. Fuck a nigga getting here, unless he bout to give me mine. Otherwise he prime beat, shocking when I up the nine and hit it with it 7 times. Fuck you thought I'm civilized? Welcome to the jungle, fool. It's only right I punish you. Nigga with an attitude, feel like MC Ren felt. Quiet on the set, you funky bitch, you get your friends slipped. I give your game a black eye, blame it on the black guy. I be on some nigga shit, I'm niggerish, so that's why. Guess what my religion is, this is what the business is. Exposure for you garbage ass rappers, you can witness this. Came to bang your game up, pussy think they came up. Oh, you got a drop head, so now you think you famous. I hear it's dangerous, and we don't know your name, cuz we don't even give a fuck. Rappers get it fucked up. Security say you not, it's they side job. They don't want no conflict, they don't want no problem. Nah.
Check it out, yo. This is the Glock cock of the block locker. Smooth, a hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns. Nigga, you heard him. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dylance. You dig? Die4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah. Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Die For Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die For Radio.
Hey, yo, this Russ B. Jukes. You already know what crime it is. Die For Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Skyzoo, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die For Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DeFarrod, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall, Mac Mall on Die For Radio. This is what it is.
For radio and the place to be. You already know we're live with Type Ill, waiting for our next special guest to get in the house. Like I said, we got, you know, Ali Vegas in the house. We got Nature in the house. Later on tonight, we got Cognac in the house. COB, you already know how it goes down. I see all my callers on the line, and definitely, definitely, we ready to go to you. As soon as you're ready to talk, press 1. I see 239-631s, 818-720s, 303s. If you want to holler, definitely go to us. And, you know, just a beautiful thing in hip-hop. We really, you know, do it big around here. I love the interviews. I love the conversation. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Now, that Scarface track video came out today. Video dope, song dope. I mean, Scarface, obviously, one of my favorites. So that's, you know, of course it's going to be tight, but I think it's definitely a good look for him and what he has going on. Like I said, too, don't forget about the AOTP. You know what I'm saying? The AOTP definitely coming out today, and everything is a banger. Look out for the interviews we got coming up. It's just a beautiful thing in hip-hop, and I love, again, the platform I have and definitely the people that support what we're doing. And, you know, I love to support the artists. The artists also supports us. The fans support us. So it really is a big thing to me and to have the freedom to do something like this, just – as a matter of fact. So let me go ahead and go to a quick track while we waiting. I'm going to actually go to my man for Sean, since we did the, you know what I'm saying, the Nas 20 year. I'm going to do a little remake of one of the classic tracks, Represent. We're coming right back. Die For Radio. Come on.
Killers in my projects, anonymous. The corners is the hot spot, filled with adolescents who don't care. Tattoo tears, they all stare at the out of towners. They better get low before we grab the 4 pounders and let the clip go. The streets is filled with undercovers on the ground and the buffers. The feds on the roof watching with their binoculars, trying to lock it. Even come through in helicopters. It's gotten undoubtedly worse since Reaganomics. No bluffing. I once was a wannabe spot runner, was a lot younger. Even had a sergeant and captain. I'm on the run, so don't go looking for Sean. I try to stay in contact with they already tapped in. Sitting in an unmarked van on the street corner. It's depressing. Our police got us under pressure. Marijuana smoking street dweller. I'm from California, the far, far left. Fuck you get dressed, you should put on a Kevlar vest. In my Arisu jeans, I switch my hat to the back. No time for friends while my enemy's black. This nigga sounds like a chopper busting over the drum. The school dropout, never liked this shit from day one, cause life ain't shit but hustling for niggas with bad luck. So I channel my energy on getting my stats up. The strategizer, visualizer who levitated. Same kid, bomber graffiti in the elevator. I learned the rap game was sorta like the crap game. Keep a clientele, you do well, in fact same. Cats who said Katie, the label execs, gotta pay me respect. What could you say to the addict? Got no plaques, the platinum, not what I'm about. Before the G-Unit conflict with Murder, Inc. Around the same time, Nas wore the coke white meat. I used to wake up every morning, meet my crew on the turf. Every day was something different, we was putting in work. Nowadays, love the aroma of cash is like the next man. Fuck is 10K, need at least 100 grand. The kind of money you can't fit up in a rubber band. If I hit rock bottom, I come up with another scam. I call the crew to get hyped too. My brother V-Lo, De Niro, K-Mac, cook up another batch. Then I'ma chop it, yo night you count the profit. And I was in your veins with a fez that never spotted. Is your brain on drugs? To all dime pieces and thugs, much respect to the projects. I'm Ghost One Love.
Doubtful Radio on the place to be. 631-507 live on Doubtful Radio. What's happening?
Yo, what's the deal? Done is Nature.
What's up, OG Nature in the house, man?
What's
a pleasure.
Poppin'? What's poppin'?
Just a pleasure having you on the lines, on the airways. Spread this good music out that you've been doing for, you know, quarter of a century now. You know.
Oh, come on, bro. You know, we do what we do. We try to make good music, and we just try to, you know what I mean, stick to what we do best.
Yep, and you definitely do it best. You know, big influence to, obviously, a lot of people growing up. And I got to actually, you know, start off with the question, too, off of the hip-hop real quick. And I love asking this question with artists, especially on the show. What were some of your other influences growing up besides hip-hop? Because you do, and the instrumentals you've always used and music you've always used has a lot of music in it. So what were some of your other influences growing up? You know, records, parents used to listen to at parties, whatever it was.
Well, you know, we from the hood, so we listened to all of the greats, man, all of the Motowns, all of the, you know what I mean, the Michael Jackson Thrillers, that everybody had that album in their house, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a fan of the good music, so, you know, it was some of the records that I used to hear when I was growing up that I didn't know who made them, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know to ask my moms and pops who made them. I just heard them over and over until I learned the words that way, and then when I got old enough to go through the records myself, then you, like, you know, you learn, oh, this is what it was, whatever. But by that time, the hip-hop era was the hip-hop bug already bit. So, you know what I mean? It was like, let me find some old-school 12-inch vinyls and start blending the beats, putting the hip-hop beats with those same old-school records, you know what I'm saying? And loving the records even more. But, you know, as far as the influences go, man, it was everybody, man. It was Smokey Robinson. I mean, everybody was great, you know what I mean? I've seen how everyone was great, but everybody also knew that, you know, Michael Jackson was a little bit different when it came down to the music. We didn't understand the music business then, but we understood that for some reason this guy's music was just huge, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I mean, and music, timeless. You know, when it's real music, you can use that word timeless, and there's a lot of stuff that you've done yourself that is timeless. But now let's jump ahead a little bit. What's up with Nature 2014? What's going on with you right now, man?
Oh, man, I just completed up a four-part EP series. You know what I mean? I don't think it's ever been done before in hip-hop. I just wanted to kind of, like, refresh the people, let them know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm still here. You know, it's still the game is a little bit different from when how we came in. You know what I mean? The names changed, but good music is still around. And still dope MCs out there that are not being broadcasted on the radio and on these video shows. They're just, you know, they're just caught up. They don't really understand the business part about it or whatever, whatever. But I'm sure everybody knows somebody who's just dope, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to let the people know that, you know, for the people that have been in my corner from day one, that, yeah, you know what I mean, we still here. We still can keep up with whoever you throw us in the ring with, whoever. But for the new dudes, you know, I didn't want to completely fall off the radar, so I just wanted to just stay true to what I do, not really focus on the radio too much, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I'm from Queens. I'm from Queensbridge, New York. And anybody that knows where I came from understands, like, that sound, that brand, like, you know, I just do me, and a lot of people appreciate it. So I just, like, just try to find ways to reinvent that old fire that was there, you know what I mean? Let them know that fire ain't going away. If anything, it's even bigger.
Yeah, and, you know, Queensbridge, for people that don't know, you know, as far as repertoire, style, you know, uniqueness, roughness, want to call it.
Yeah, we had to. Yeah,
it's an establishment of its own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's so many dope MCs that happen to come out of there who just so happen to be my friends, you know, and at one point, you know, everybody wanted to copy the lingo and wear the clothes and you know, and see what we were doing. And shout out to the new breed of MCs that's out there doing it right now, but I ain't doing nothing new, you know what I mean? I don't have the only difference between the nature of 2014 and maybe the nature back then, you know what I mean, would probably be like the producers, you know what I mean? I'm a people person. I like to give people chances. We got a whole team of hungry producers, you know what I mean? We linked up with DCM. We're trying to make it pop, you know what I mean? It doesn't require $1 million budget to just get it rocking, you know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about technology nowadays. You know, we're people that really are inspired, especially inspired by people like you and the menu of songs that you have done and catalog of songs. You know, they're able to reach you, like, on a platform like this or through your Twitter and see what you're up to and stuff like that. And I think it's a beautiful era to be able to do that. You know, I was young growing up, and we had to go buy the CDs and just read it in the magazines, no website, nothing.
I mean, we didn't have no options, but we also we wanted to look at the picture and read the credits and the shout-outs and read all the names of the people that we didn't know, and hopefully maybe we got a shout-out from those that we did. But that was all part of everything. Right now, it's like I said, it's a click of a button, and the people could walk right into your living room, and you know what I mean? But as far as the music standpoint goes, boy, everything just got to be fresh, and I just want to just, you know, I got, like I said, they're EPs, they're not full-length LPs, they're entitled Seasons Change. There's a spring edition, there's a summer edition, a fall edition, and a winter edition, and I just wanted to make music that just basically you could play all year round, and just, you know, gauge them kind of like, you know, this is every time it's a new season, everybody, you know, it's a brand new mood, it's a brand new vibe, like when it's getting hot, when you start seeing the girls come out, when you start, you know, going to the clubs more, or partying a little more, the cookouts or whatever. Just want to try to make music that feels good. And, you know, if I took myself out of the artist perspective and then been a fan, something that I want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Because I came up on the greats, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll have to say one thing hip-hop is missing that it had back in the day a lot, and what you're doing right there with the Seasons is conceptual albums. Albums that actually are meant to lead you somewhere. Whether it's one, I know you're doing the Seasons, but I mean,
well, if you actually look at the covers to all of the Seasons Change EPs, they actually form the cover of my first album for all Seasons. So in the background, like, you know, you would be able to see the picture of that. You know, for right now, it just so happens that the music is only on a digital scale. So, you know, we're working hard to just get them pressed up so I can get them in some of the DJ's hands and some of the people that just aren't tech savvy. You know, they just want to pop the CD in and ride. So right now yeah. The team is just trying to just, you know, because like I said, I went a whole campaign with this. I did a whole year with just trying to bang out joints and shoot videos and throw them on YouTube and, you know, just to give people an idea of what we was doing. But it still wasn't hard copies, you know what I mean? So it was my first venture in doing music and releasing it through iTunes and on that scale, you know what I mean? So it's all good. The business part of it just keeps going, and we just got to keep growing, you know what I mean? And eventually one of these young, hungry MCs is going to catch wind of it and get a spark from it, and, you know, they're going to carry the torch. But for right now, my legs ain't done yet. I've still got a few laps to go.
No, I hear you. I want to actually go into some of this music, and we got callers obviously want to holler at you. I got more questions for you, so don't go anywhere. But tell me a little bit real quick about this Brighter Days with Black Rob, because this track is just something else right here. This shit is amazing.
Nah, man, when I first heard the beat spoke to me, I thought it was dope. You know what I mean? I didn't really know what direction I wanted to go with it, but I felt that it was saying something. I felt that it was talking to me and to a lot of people that's just like me. I didn't hear club, I didn't hear bottles and models and whips. You know what I mean? I just heard, you know, hood. I heard struggle. And, you know, in today's hip-hop, you don't really hear enough of that. Like, you know, everybody want to be the man and everybody want to shine, which is all good, but 9 times out of 10, these people aren't the man, you know what I mean? And the consumers are the people that, you know, they choose to buy your music, support your music or not, so they got to identify with it. So sometimes I got to put myself in their shoes, and I got to rap from their perspective. Everything doesn't have to be a name. We're not label whores. This is music. Music creates vibes, creates energy. And I'm just glad that the people, you know, can feel it. I'm glad that you like it. You know what I mean? Black Rob is somebody who I always thought was dope from the Bad Boy era. You know, for those that know, for those that don't know, you know, do your homework. Black Rob was dope. He had a platinum joint with Whoa, whatever. But I always thought that when he rapped, he rapped from the soul. He didn't rap from, you know, he was one of the guys like me.
Yeah, you know, actually, it's funny you say that about Black Rob, because people say what they want about Puffy, but there was the album Puffy came out, I think it was Puff Daddy and the Family, and there was a track on there with Black Rob, and I had heard some, like, I think like maybe a verse of him before that,
mm-hmm.
but he was on a song called I Love You, Baby.
He destroyed that.
Ammo started throwing bottles. Like, I was just like, man, who is this? I'm telling you, this is the dopest track on that whole album.
You know how to paint pictures. Like, when I first started rapping, not to draw the story out, but when I first started rapping, all I did was pretty much tell stories. So I know how to just pull the words off the paper and make it look like something. And Rob, just like with that same record, I Love You, Baby, I saw it. I saw him throwing the bottles. I saw him doing all of that. It wasn't just mumbo jumbo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rob, and Rob got an ill voice, too. So shout out to Black Rob and shout out to, you know, anybody that understand Brighter Days, you know what I mean? Just trying to get the brighter days, man.
Yeah, no, this is beautiful. We can hit this track real quick. This is Nature, Brighter Days featuring Black Rob. I got the OG legendary Nature on the line. Queensbridge in the house all day. We're going to come back to a lot of these callers. We got more music. You already know how it goes down. Brighter Days, let's go.
Yeah.
Can't make the day.
QB.
In the vestibule, trying to hold your head whenever life gets the best of you. Mama in the kitchen whipping up some canned vegetables. Guns in the dresser just in case a nigga testing you. Cops wanna question you for shit you ain't do yet. Hoes start sexing you and suck you off with Cool Whip. And I need a Cool Whip, an auto show concept, just so I can stunt park my shit up in the project. Niggas mad at me cause I'm smart and I'm confident. Talent on 10, nigga gotta thank Allah for that. Walk where they starving at, where I gotta warrant. Smarter than the internet, smarter than the almanac. Rolling up the blue steel, inhaling almost all of that. Niggas selling crack by the school I got my daughter at. And I plant seeds in the game, hope you water that. Almost out the door, but rap music.
shine forever. Love that. Might as well shine together. Fuck that. About to see me broke out, rich in that Maybach. Everybody try to sound like me, but they ain't black. Been teaching these lemons to squeeze. Until this day, my roots is still 115. Everybody likes spit something clean. And I'm most hated when I'm inside something mean. When the doors open and towards you, and official ladies is cordial, and broke chicks wondering whether or not they can afford you. Wasn't all about that wealth and that bar in the French Quarter, sipping Henny for self. Since then it's been harder to see them all. Close friends dying right in the front seat of their car. The more dumb shit happen, the colder I get rapping. Cold like South Pole dough for the whole household. Crawl back in your mouse hole. Take anybody with you that's had to be our soul. Stop talking about what you gonna do. A so-called big boys will never Teron Lewis.
To be the best, don't give a fuck who I'm offending. The niggas with opinions, everybody has them. A bitch is just a bitch until the day she let me smash. Till they make me hit the stash, I throw a couple dice out. Throw a block party, throwing shots till it's lights out. Inviting the white people with the cars that can swipe out. Daughters that wanna fuck so niggas never strike out. Music is my life, I think it faster than I type out. Music is my wife, it's only passion when I pipe out. And if I get her pregnant, I wouldn't have to keep it. This lifestyle I'm living, never giving up the secret. Homicide, never speak it, and that be unspoken. So listen to the words of this song while it's soaking.
This is Lord Jamar, brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You checking out Die For Radio with my man Dyer Lansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One.
Die For Radio in the house with the OG homie. Come on, y'all, the legendary nature.
Stop saying the OG homie like we in the wheelchairs. We got to, ain't George Foreman.
It's about impressionable on hip-hop. Not age, not nothing like that. I'm talking pioneer hip-hop icon, because a lot of these dudes wouldn't be doing what they're doing without someone like you. So that's where I put it in the context.
So let me put something in context. So you got a brother? Do you have a family? Do you have a brother? An older brother?
I got an older brother.
Does your older brother call you his little brother when he introduces you to his friends? Does he say, yo, this is my little brother all the time?
You wouldn't
get tired of hearing that. My brother. You ain't gonna be like, yo, this is my little brother, and you 45 years old. Your brother ain't gonna be going, yo, this is my little brother right here. You gonna be like,
yeah, actually, he would, but that's a different. So, but I got you, homie. Don't even trip. Everybody know hip-hop in the house.
Nah, but that makes sense, though, right? That was what it is. I know we got some listeners out there, boy.
Yeah, and it doesn't get better than that, Brighter Days. I actually got some calls on the line. I got a 404 live on the airways with Nature, Dyer Lansky.
Shoot it.
What's happening, Lansky? That's Fury.
Fury, Jodian's in the house. What's happening, homie?
Not much, man. Over here chilling, you know what I'm talking about. What's happening, Nature?
What's poppin', homie?
Yeah, I've been rocking with you since the firm and up for all seasons, man. I'm a real fan. You dig me?
Thank you, my dude. Thank you. You guys been keeping up with the new music?
As far as, see, I kind of fell out of touch. I ain't even gonna sit here and just front like I'm this super duper.
I'll be out the loop too, homie, but it's just something that I definitely, you know, the world don't know. That's why I've got to do these interviews. That's why I got to keep pushing the music and shooting these videos. But, yeah, I done put out 4 projects in the last year. You know what I mean? They all on iTunes, you know, the season's changed. Just right now, I just put out the last one maybe about a week ago or whatever. You know what I mean? They EPs. They like 7 songs.
Okay, I'm going to have to go check them out. That's why I called. Because I know all because the artists may seem like they're quiet, that don't mean that they're quiet.
Yeah, be like that. Yeah, you know, some people, everybody don't got the machine behind them. But you know what I mean? We true artists. We're not just rappers. You know what I mean? We come from the average where you have to be saying something. You have to be nice or you just wasn't down, period. You know what I mean? And ain't nothing changed. You know what I mean? I understand where my fan base is. I understand it's a young man's game, too. But I also got to let my OGs like myself that grew up on the rails, that is, the rail is still around.
What did you learn dealing with Columbia, being a part of the firm, selling, you know what I'm saying, selling platinum status from the major labels that you was able to take to you and take with you independently?
I learned a lot with the in retrospect, but as I was going through it, you know, I understood that when we coming into major situations and we going in them big buildings and they got all them floors and all them different people that you probably don't even meet working on your project, that, you know, it's just, that just lets me know that it takes work. It may not let, you know, I also learned that it may not take as much people to push a project, but it also let me know that it was also a lot of things that was going on and a lot of things that I just needed to listen to. You know, I was still young, and coming in that situation, I didn't fully, you know, I knew that, you know, we've been rapping for years, but we only rapped in the hood. We only banged on tables and been on the corners. Now, we got to get lawyers, and we got to understand that contracts is real, and you know, you just don't rush into every situation. You carry the business with you, you know what I mean? But then anything after that, you know, I learned how to put together a dope album under course and do all kind of other things. We came in a game where you just mainly had to be audio. So in today's game, you know, we have YouTube popping, we have this popping. So, you know, you have to always be in the people's face. You got to always be working. So it's a lot of things I've seen the difference, you know what I mean? I learned a lot because at first, you know, I was young. I'm like, I'm with the hottest dudes in the game. I'm with Dr. Dre. I'm with Trackmasters and Nas and everybody when they really on fire. I didn't really understand that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until after I had to pull away or pull away from that whole situation to look at it like, you know, damn, you know, we had an opportunity to where we could have probably ruled the game for a long time. But nobody understood it until afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can dig it.
Word.
I appreciate talking to you, man.
Word, man. Stay up. And, yo, check out that. Like I said, seasons change, man. It's dope. It's definitely worth it, man. Go check on iTunes.
Man.
Go jump on iTunes right now. You know what I mean? Boy, word.
I'm about to go fire up the PC and listen to it because I'm a real fan, man. That's what I do.
And spread the word, man. Tell a friend that it's them again.
I can dig it, OG. I'll holler at you, man.
You're ready.
Later on.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Fury in the house, Grody Nation house. That's real talk. And like I said, y'all, iTunes, it's all there. You can listen to it, download it. You know what I mean? Tell the friend, like he said, tell a friend to tell a friend to get it. And support
yeah,
this real music.
You know, you can go to dcmhiphop.com too. You know, that's the home team. So, you know, they pretty much let you know you can listen to music. It's been mixtapes done. I done did a whole bunch of music, so if you ain't up on it, you need to jump up on it. But if you're expecting to hear it in the club, and you know, I don't really make that kind of music. You know what I mean? I think I got a little something for everybody, but I think I pretty much stay in my lane. I think when you listen to it, if you was a Nature fan before you listen to it, you're going to remain a Nature fan. And if you wasn't a Nature fan, your eyes are definitely going to get open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And a quick question, too, because you, like you said, you touched on it with Dre, and, you know, you kind of said, you know, we didn't really know what we had until it was gone, but you've seen the ins and outs and the very best of it and the worst of it and this and that. What really kept the passion for you to just keep making music? Because at any time with everything, it's a grueling business. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
You
could have,
you know, been like, man, I'm good. You know, I did it. I was there. What really kept your passion to continue doing music to today?
I mean, because I think for me, it's just like, for the most part, how it started. I didn't have any premeditated thoughts of trying to get rich with it. You know what I'm saying? As hip hop grew in each stage, I grew and my love for it grew. You know what I'm saying? For me, it might have started with listening to old Run-DMC records or whatever was popping at the time and listening to these records and just changing the words and making my own words out of them, whether it be funny or whether it be whatever, and then growing with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so at this day and age, you know, prior to this day and age, no one had ever really sold records like how they were selling it, you know, and blowing up and becoming megastars off of hip-hop. The thought of becoming a megastar off of hip-hop was kind of rare. You had to be LL Cool J or Run-DMC or these guys like that. So for me, it was always for the love. It was never, you know what I mean? Of course, we appreciate the accolades now because, you know, in today's economy, you have to have money to survive. But when we was making this music and we was coming up with these ideas and creating our names that we're going to stick with and doing all this stuff, very few people had money where I came from. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when we rapped, it was just real. You know what I mean? It's music out there that's dope. Don't get me wrong. I try to give everybody a shot, but there's certain music that just touches you in your heart. Like, damn, I felt every word of that. He just said it so correct. You know what I mean? So I just always try to stay sharp with my words, try to stay current with what's going on. And just, you know, and give it my all. But don't get it twisted. There's been times where I definitely thought about, like, yo, man, is it worth it? You know what I mean? Is it worth it? But no matter what, the button always clicks back on. It's an automatic restart button or something somehow. You know what I mean? You just surround yourself with the right people. And like I said, shout out to my man Menzel. You know what I mean? My man Menzel was one of the dudes that helped me to, like, you know, come up with some of these ideas and come up with a project that's never been done. Let's do a four-part series in rap and let's make it dope. We don't have a big budget. We don't have the best producers, but we have real dope shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, agreed. And also, if they didn't hear it, everybody go check out dcmhiphop.com. Deep Concepts Media, dcmhiphop.com. You can see everything that's going on, you know, ins and outs and the whole thing of everything he's talking about and speaking on. I got a 919.
Yeah.
919.
919. What up, 919?
You, Duke.
What's poppin'? Who this?
Man, this is Mr. Raw from South Jamaica, Queens, man. I'm a king out of Queens from the same era, my G. I just want to salute you. I got something to say. I know that when we were growing up, there were certain things that we could do, like when we were little. Five Deadly Venoms was my favorite karate flick. And
mine too.
I got that. I went and bought it. And anytime I mean, it's funny. I just told my daughter because yesterday Rocky came on. Rocky comes on all the time on cable, you know, all the time, every Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was about to walk through the door. But just when I got caught into it, it still gave me that goosebumps. It still gave me that feeling that I could walk outside the door, and if somebody was to do something to me, I'd beat the hell out of them. You and a number of MCs is just like that to me. It just put you in a zone. Mm-hmm. When I was watching Rocky, I was in that zone that I could beat anybody. When I was watching The Five Deadly Venoms, I was in that zone that I could fight anybody in karate. When I listened to you, when I listened to Black Thought, when I listened to Mos Def, when I listened to Pharoah March, when I listened to Jada, when I listened to Nas, when I can name on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You were those type of MCs that even if I didn't feel like spitting, I had to because you put me in such a zone that made me appreciate hip-hop and the music and the artistry and everything that came along with it. I've been rhyming probably just as long as you or maybe even longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that dudes like you who make me feel like you just said, I feel the same exact way. We share the same government and all that other stuff, but I feel the same exact way when you said sometimes you feel like it isn't worth it. But then you realize it's in your blood. I mean, it's in your blood. I mean, when I see Ice Cube get on stage and talk about, I ain't going to never stop rhyming until I'm not able to talk no more. It's something
no,
that
that's
just,
how it feels. That's how it
it's
feels.
It's in your blood, man. I
when
salute
you. Think
you.
About it, if you think about it, that's Ice Cube. I'm thinking about the average person who doesn't sell a million records. I'm thinking of people that make the sacrifices. Now, when you're someone of my status who's recognizable but who may not have millions of dollars in the bank and live like some of the people that you think they live, it becomes a gift and a curse because if you feel like it doesn't pay off and you've dedicated so much time of your life to it, what do you do after it? There's no job that can fulfill your life after you've already seen some of the greatest entertainers or some of the people you admire coming up, and when you actually met them, they actually admired you, and they actually chanting your name. So how does the artist that doesn't blow feel? Everybody knows how it looks and how it's supposed to be when you blow. You can turn on BET in any given moment and see any artist up there that you think that they're living a certain life, and yeah. But then when you have an artist who doesn't necessarily look the way they look but gets more respect than them, it becomes a glitch. Do you understand? It's like a catch-22. So I have to thank God for today's day and age that the social network that the artist can actually sit there and talk to the fans themselves. Before, you know, when I came in the game, there was no internet. Now I can facilitate my own shows. I can get on songs. I can reach out to the artists directly. Thank God through the internet, and I can reinvent myself and show the people that we are here. But I also have to speak for the. I feel more obligated to speak for the have-nots, and that way my music comes across great every time. Because there seems to be a void of this. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate somebody getting money and living their life. I appreciate the young guys with the swags and the Gucci belts and all of that. That's cool. But that don't pay my rent. What pays my rent is when I'm speaking to somebody and I touch him in his heart, and I touch him so much that he just sticks with me for years to come. He wants to hear my story and support me. I speak to the underdogs. I speak to the dudes out there that's probably listening right now that don't want to press one. But let me hear what Nate got to say. I speak for them. You know what I mean? I got to stay current. You know what I mean? I have a my MO has always been trying to stay fresh with whatever's going on. As soon as something happens in the world, I'm going to rap about it. As soon as the plane disappears in the sky, I'm going to rap about it. I'm going to do this. But if I'm not being able to put this music out at that time, the music becomes dated. There's catches to this shit right here. I don't know if I could curse or whatever, but...
Hey, you can. You're all good.
It's real. This shit is real. You know what I mean? There's no right or wrong way. I can't tell somebody that didn't grow up in the hood not to make hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's just expression. When it's time for me to express myself, you can guarantee it's going to be dope all the time. You understand? Nature. QB.
Salute, bud G.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, you know, I want to actually get to another track. I want to get to this Time is Money because time
Ooh.
Is money.
Speakers you know. Might catch fire behind that one right there.
Whew. You know what we're going to go into right now? Nature, QB's own nature. Time is money. Live on Die 4 Radio. Come on.
Yeah.
Melted the internet cables and everything with that one. You know what I mean?
That little rock right there.
You know, but I honestly, too, that phrase right there, time is money, it used to really mean something back in the day. As a general audience, and because especially coming from, you know, even when I was growing up, you had to be good to really get some studio time somewhere. You know, and you wasn't getting free studio time. I see a lot of people, because they have home studios, a studio session turns into a big party. And not that you can't have a good time and get loose, but you're there to do music, no matter if it's a home studio or not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm definitely feeling that one. That's definitely,
but it's
definitely
a little bit different from coming in the game with professionals. They show you, you know, how to do it. It's a difference between sitting there rapping to your man on the corner and then trying to make a record of understanding your voice is just like an instrument, you know what I mean? If you rap too fast, your voice will change. If you rap too slow, you know, different things that'll happen to your voice, you know what I'm saying? So you learn that actually being hands-on. And for me, it was like learning it in million-dollar studios. It was like, all right, we're going to go fly out right now. We're going to be in Miami in Gloria Estefan studio. We're going to be in somewhere where it's ridiculous, and you're going to actually record for the first time in here, and you're going to be scared to death because it looks crazy. You know what I mean? So for me, it was different. You know what I mean? It went from rapping in my man's cribs, who doesn't really have, we don't have no real studio. We just made tapes. And everywhere we went, we rapped. We just loved to just rap. We would make funny rap, serious rap, story rap, all kind of rap. So, you know what I mean? It's all good it was all good for me. You know what I mean? But some of these dudes are going in, they don't understand that. They want to auto-tune everything, and then, you know, we didn't do that.
That's what's up. Well, man, we really appreciate you spending some time with us, man, for real. Your point of view, your music, just the whole thing. And I mean, DCMHipHop.com, people, go check it out. Your music's been flawless since you started, you know, so just a big salute to you. Definitely give some last shout-outs, and then if I could get, you know, a Nature Die For Radio drop from you, man, that'd be greatly appreciated.
No doubt, you know what I mean? I just want to shout-out the people, the listeners out there, the true hip-hop fans that just keep this thing alive, this thing that we love, you know what I mean? Shout-out to anybody that recognized the real. You can see me in the streets, you can see me on the Internet, you know what I mean? You can see me at 6-1. We ain't Buck 70 no more, but you can see me, and, you know, don't be afraid to just, you know what I mean? Chop it up. If you dope, you dope. You know what I mean? We never really know where the next superstar is coming from, so I just try to just enlighten people. I just want to spark their mind and make some dope music. You know what I mean? But you can find me on, you can follow me on Instagram, The Real Nature. You can follow me on Twitter, The Real Nature. Pretty much, welcome to my world.
The beautiful thing.
Word.
And let me go ahead and get that. Yeah, let me get that Die For drop, and we'll let you enjoy your night.
Definitely. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Yeah. You already know. It's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, Queensbridge Finest, Nature. And right now you're checking out Die For Radio, my man, Dia Lansky. You already know. One.
That's what's up. And also, too, I'm going to make sure and get the you know, through Die For Productions, I have my own website to get your information out there as far as the EPs, mm-hmm. you know, the website, everything like that. That's definitely going to keep in rotation through our list. And anytime you have something new going or you just want to get, you know, something out on the airwaves, just let us know. You know, we're going to be here, and we're definitely going to be supporting you.
Well, I definitely want to, like I said, I just finished this campaign right here, but I'm definitely going to push another round of it. With the hard copies, I'm definitely going to need you guys to just pump the music and just keep letting everybody know. Because I'm halfway done on the new projects right now, so I'm always working, so I'm always going to have something. But for right now, I don't want to let – I think the music was just – this last music that I did, I think it was just too good to be just digital, you know what I mean? So we're going to push it, you know what I mean? Check out for some new videos. And any suggestions that the fans got, you know what I mean? You can hit me. Feel free to hit me. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think. Any artists looking to collaborate, you know what I mean? Work the numbers out. We don't talk numbers on the Internet, but anybody looking to collaborate, anybody looking to work, because that's all we could do, you know what I mean?
And we're definitely going to be in touch. Have a blessed night, and we really appreciate you joining us tonight. We'll definitely be talking to you soon. That's a fact.
Salute, homie.
Absolutely. Nature in the house, QB's own, legendary. Man, what a beautiful, beautiful night here on Die For Radio. And speaking to add to this beautiful night, we got our next special guest, Cognac in the house, COB.
What it do?
What's up? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Can't complain. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate the love.
Really appreciate your time. And, you know, big shout out to all my guests tonight. You know what I'm saying? We really are having a blast and enjoying really good music. And I think that's, you know, to be on the radio is kind of rare nowadays. But, you know, we get to do our own thing here on blog. So it's just a beautiful platform. So definitely, you know, real quick for listeners that maybe not know who you are, just tell a little bit about yourself as far as who you are in this game.
I am Koniak. If you are familiar with the only female group Snoop ever put out, I'm a former Doggy's Angel. I'm also one of the heads of COB, the movement, with my brother Crooked Eye from Slaughterhouse. I do a lot, entrepreneur, you know. I'm a boss for real, and I try to, you know, I'm a hip-hop head, and I do music and different stuff like that. So, you know, I've been doing this for a while. So,
absolutely. Now, coming from, you know, the previous group to come in, you know, to COB, because you're very lyrical yourself, you're a true MC, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. What is it like to work with people as lyrical as, like, Horseshoe Gang and I mean, the whole COB clique, obviously, but I'm just, you know, Crooked Eye, Horseshoe, and them. I mean, these dudes are unreal. You guys make relevant music, but you don't have to change what you're doing. How's it to work with people like that?
It's a challenge, but it also keeps you on your A game. You know, everybody is very competitive, you know, within this art form. You know what I mean? We really love it, you know, and it's not just a hobby for us. It's an actual way of life. And we take it very serious, and, you know, after we do it, we examine each bar and different stuff, work with who said what, and, you know, it's we love it, you know what I mean? And it's a challenge, and I love it because it keeps me on my toes. I know if I'm going to do a song with Horseshoe Gang, I got to, like, really literally come with it, period. So I got to marinate on that, you know, and the same with Crooked Eye. So, you know, it you can't just go in there like, oh, okay, I'm going to spit something from the head and I'm going to come out winning. It's not like that, especially with me being a girl, too. So I think I have it extra hard.
Now, but especially, okay, not even pulling the woman card or anything, but you guys are talking about pretty exquisite rhymes. These punchlines, metaphors, similes that you guys drop are above the norm. So the level of competition there, honestly, you called it, though. I think it's healthy because the brain is a memory muscle. The more you do it, the more you compete. Like any muscles, it's going to get stronger.
Exactly. You hit it right on the nose. I like the way you
Well, you know, nah, I'm a big fan, though. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of my platform and everything, you know, I'm an artist myself. I'm a producer myself. You know, have my little label. I got my radio stuff going and everything like that. So when it comes down to it, I still do it because I'm a fan. So when I hear good music, I listen to what people say, just like you guys do with each other's rhymes. People that really listen to music still do it to your guys's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's a pleasure. Like, that's like, to me, I don't know about everybody. I can't speak for everybody else, but to me, that means the most. When I hear somebody say, oh, I love your wordplay, or I actually, like, bust my brain trying to write this stuff. I don't just, you know what I mean? So when I hear that, it's like I really appreciate that because I try to really work hard to hope I impress somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because something don't mean everybody going to like it, you know? So I'm trying to think what would make somebody like, ooh, did you hear what they said? And I think we all kind of do that, you know?
I think you have
anybody
to.
Anybody serious
too,
about
though.
Bars, huh?
I said I think you have to a little bit too. I mean, because, you know, also, too, I mean, we're in an era right now where a lot of people are getting success by sounding the same. So you guys are actually taking a leap of faith by doing what you want to do and just being true to the art, regardless.
You're right, though. I like the leap of faith terminology. No, you're right, though. You're right, because we
But that's
it.
You guys. guys, though. That's, I mean, honestly, because it is like, man, y'all are killing it and just being you.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. We really do. Thank you. That means a lot, you know, because we talk about it, too, and a lot, you know, like my brother from Horseshoe, Demetrius, he just was like, this is a dying art form that we're doing. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I look at it like, nah, you know, I don't think so. You know, I think there's a whole generation that really loves it. That's why battle rap is so popular right now. You got to think about it. You know, we studied battle rap when it first really got popular to where when it got started getting filmed, you know, with Murder Mook and you know what I mean? Those mm-hmm. artists and stuff like that. So the way it's so big now because them dudes, they go beyond the norm when it comes to bars. It's like, this is what it is. You don't have it. Get out of here. And, you know, I think there's a whole generation that actually really loves and appreciates that art form. You know, or places like Coachella and different events probably wouldn't be popping.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my opinion on it and stuff.
We're going to get the opinion of some callers because we got them on the line. I got some more questions for you. But right now, I'm gonna bump this bang out because we definitely got to rock.
I love it.
Woo, here we go. I mean, I got the boss in the house. COB, Cognac, Doffel Radio. Callers don't go nowhere. Let's do this.
Yo, I'm sick as a disease you transmit sexually. STD mean I'm sick to death, you want so recipe. Y'all lame niggas handcuffed and tryna arrest a piece. U-S-S-Y, cause you not expecting me. Y'all niggas actors like Lee Majors. I throw my dub in the sky, you under a dub like teenagers. I'm tryna get rich to get my scene paper. I can split up my cheese grater. If you hate seeds, then fuck you. Trust me, I ain't thinking of you. No. You punk dude, gay, and straight jeans and Ugg boots. Watching the stage performs like the greatest porn. Or trying to escape a coma, it's a great thing to come to. Yeah. Respect my friend, my designer, you should never dishonor. Respect my tech, I call that my medal of honor. Yeah, none of you niggas should rubber your belt. The chips that I get, I'm a boss. You like sex, though, a dick and a bitch.
We bang out, we bang out. We bang out, we bring the bang out. We do, we bang out.
Yeah, action, no cineplex. Stars get met when I send a match.
Bang out.
Stutter to no cinelet. Irving with magic, we sick, that's been the West. Lines, David Blaine exchange, no limbs connect. That .com, brother, and got palms in your chest. Them L7s get stretched, rock fit your best.
Cash over bullshit.
Yeah, that's cop lights in the check. Bang money,
Motop.
Retarded rocket.
Rock.
Bust like AM with G's, letting 500 fly. CFK in breeze, Queen Luther with a king. If he get canned, shit, I'm lawyer fitted with a fee I got.
XO,
icy so they rock yak. Acting cosmetic, that Gucci, it got max. Singing falsetto, you bet so I got max. And shit throw blades when them shots caught that top hat.
No, they ain't fucking with me, they ain't fucking with me. They ain't got the vibe that they hate, they ain't fucking with me. No, they ain't on my level, never ever on my level. Even though they try to shot down.
Cognac, fuck you game, fuck with us, of course you can't scorch you, then I might fall with your whore. Tell no like going to the paint.
What?
We make you fall for the game. I spit that poisonous shit, scorpion shit, poison your veins. This shit might poison your brain.
What?
Diarrhea of the mouth. Put my money where my mouth is. I talk cash shit. Instrumentals, I wear them out. These niggas, I air them out. New assholes, I tear them out. Kick you down the flight of stairs. Yeah, that's how I stare you down.
Yeah. F you famous, faggot flaming, feminine frail, faker. Women in jitsu, looking in a pale face of hell. Razor, speaking of hell, razor, nail your girl's face, nail face up. That means I'm screwing your girl's braces, cold to the fucking touch, enemies wanna touch, needle and thread and shoulder scrub, so the fuck what, you mix the cinema with the ceiling and shit, you acting up, I tell you women to get on this dick, cause that will suck.
We bang out, we bang out, we bang out, we bang out, we bring the things out, we bang out, we bang out.
Old money.
Radio, banging out with Cognac herself, COB.
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling it. Feeling
it. Go.
But where do you get, you know, some of your music influences? Like, I guess, say, growing up, you know, because, again, I know Crooked Eye. I know, you know, a lot of music. I followed them, you know, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with what you guys do, you really adapt real music into your instrumentals and everything like that. So what were some of your influences musically?
Musically influences, they range from a lot of different music. I mean, a lot of people probably don't know. I mean, I actually like classical music too. But getting off that, artists I look up to, I would definitely have to say, you know, Rakim, Kool G Rap. AZ, Ice Cube, you know, the Eastsiders, MC Light, Queen Latifah, Foxy Brown. You know, I take from a lot of different things. My biggest influence would probably be Rakim. That's one of my favorites. Like,
I have to agree with you 100%, right?
Yeah, I study hip hop. I don't just, oh, I only got, like, West Coast artists. That's it. Nah. It's you know what I mean? I could actually, like, if I really like an artist, I could break him down. I love what Rakim represented, you know, and he just, his main motto was actually just being unique with his wordplay, word form, words he chose to use. And I thought that that was dope, and I thought that's what made him so dope. So I really, like, mimicked a lot from Rakim. I can't say that. Yeah, definitely.
And you did touch on kind of what I was saying. You said a lot of people don't know I listen to classical music. That's actually what I wanted to know more about. Besides hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, what were some of your influences? Like, classical music, I have to agree with you again. It's some of my favorite type of music besides hip-hop. You know, I'm into a lot of soul.
Exactly.
But, no, I want to know more about that. So classical music, what else besides that?
Classical music, reggae, because, you know, my peoples, I'm from Belize. So, you know, I got the Caribbean as well going on. So. But classical, reggae music. Yeah, you know, different stuff. I even like, you know, British stuff, like stuff overseas. I think a lot of our music blends with theirs, so it just, it was easy to connect with and stuff like that. I give people opportunity. I was the one on tour, like, if you gave me a CD, I'd take it. You know, give it to me, I'll take it, because, you know, ain't nobody else probably going to listen to it. But I'll listen to it.
Now, you
say
with the Caribbean,
you know what I mean?
That means you probably know how to dance as well.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
All my Caribbean people, you know.
I'm already knowing. You know what? I'm gonna let these callers, because there's a few people want to holler at you, but I gotta play one more track. These people gotta hear it. I'm gonna hit against the grain, the official remix with Juggernaut. We gotta blast it for him.
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to Juggernaut for lacing me with that verse. I love it.
Absolutely. This way we do a Cognac in the house. Dieful Radio. Come on.
Hey, you know how we get down. Yeah. You gotta let us do nothing, we're gonna make it happen. Yeah. I'm just saying. All the 100 feel me. Yeah, let's get it. Cortez wetsuit in a new truck. Killer H2, yeah,
with the guac drop four and live a few stuff. Hit the block in that broad and get too long white party in black with my crew up. All night patron on my lap, two cups. Still got the Henny going, plus I ain't too drunk. Hop out the bucket on the red carpet in the white beat that we starving on.
Damn, like that. Against the
grain. I do what I like.
Do what I like.
And keep hitters on the squad. Yeah, we move how we like. Shit from a far, ain't a few left to strike.
Damn.
Jacked up all night. Outshine Merriman. They ain't open for it today.
Like that. Hey, rushing the club. Hey,
saying for years, my mama been praying and preaching in vain, cause I've always been the rebellious type, since my belly was light, way back when Big and Machiavelli was tight. I do what I like, occasionally toning it down, like when I'm in front of a judge or when my girl is around, but other than that, I act like I really don't give a first spitter, mic ripper, career killer, juggernaut and cognac, never scared niggas, we go against the grain like a pair of hair clippers, what it does, got it locked on the street, cousin, I'm a problem, plus I got the industry buzzing with a dozen years struggling, keeping the heat coming as long as I eat something. My feet could keep running to the finish line. Good things come in time. Now I'm getting my shine. Damn, it's about time. Come on.
Like a fist, cause see the cocky to spit. Make this big and drop jaws like the six with a switch. Hit these balls, draw balls like it's a nookin' with chips. Yeah, don't hate on the mix with confidence with the spit. From the blocks where they battle strap with the clear. They battle stacks with the bricks. And the wicked can't fathom cause they have to persist.
Most ain't 100, but they don't want it. Hit you where you stand, watch you drop miles from it. Chuck you where you land, example they can't stomach. And that's just a vivid sample of how the young kids. My girl's off the block in 747. My boy stacked up 550 SLN. Hate to see us stuck in the bottom of the pit. The same hitters that you see, I now got them legit. What?
Radio in the place to be live with Cognac herself. COB
yeah,
in the house.
Yeah. What it do, Cobb Life?
So we can hit these call lines and have some fun, you know what I'm saying? I got a 724 in the house live on Doffel Radio. What's happening?
Man, it's all good, man. I just got off work. I'm driving right now.
Pennsylvania in
the
house.
Show, man. What was that, bro?
I said we got Pennsylvania in the house. We appreciate you for tuning in. What's happening with you?
Oh, man, not much, man. How you doing tonight?
Good, good. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing just fine, man. It's a pleasure talking to you. The first time I heard your music, man, is actually somebody remixed one of y'all songs because I actually downloaded the album not too long ago, and yeah, man, it's good stuff, man. I'm surprised Snoop can make more albums with y'all.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot. I know, you know, we actually did work on the second album and stuff like that. That's what a lot of people don't know. We did work on the second album. We have production from Swizz Beatz and a few other, you know, producers that work with 50 and, you know, even Dre was talking about, you know, being a part of it, but yeah, it would have been crazy. I think it would have probably been better.
Oh, definitely, man. I just got a quick question real quick. So your time, like, working with Snoop and all that, man, what was that like? Like, you know, was it good, man? And who'd you all get to meet? Like, I know you met a lot of people. I bet you met Nate Dogg and folks like that. How was that?
Yeah. We were like family. Nate, rest in peace. You know, that was big bro right there. Nate was very cool. It was a pleasure working with him and stuff like that because we did learn a lot on how the business runs and, you know, how to carry yourself and just certain things, you know how to, you know, take note of people that's trying to get into your circle and in your space and stuff like that. But we were really a family, though. We had a lot of fun, though. It was a pleasure, you know. Rest in peace, Nate. Miss him. He was a good dude.
Definitely. That sounds what's up, man. You also, just real quick, just another side question on that. Y'all was like a big family. Do you think that's one of the things that's kind of missing in hip-hop, man, to make them hit records is the camaraderie amongst everybody?
To a certain extent, I do think so. Because, like, when you do go back to that era, and it was like camps for real. And each camp had their sound. You know, Timbaland, his camp with Ginuwine, Aaliyah, Missy, you know, they all had their sound. And you had the Rough Riders that had their sound. And then, you know, you had the Dog Pound and them and Dre and all them who had their sound. You know, so I think that is what's missing because it was more of a vibe. You go to the club, you know, some shit pop off, and you're like, oh, well, we need to go to the studio. You know what I mean? And everything plays out. And that's how a lot of music got made. Just hanging out,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I do think that's what's missing in not only that, but even making classical music that people can archive, and if they, you know, lose it, they'll buy it again.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I did that with plenty of albums. I don't know how many times I lost the Chronic, man. I got to get it again.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I think I had to get Foxy Brown album more than one time, the first album, because my brother stayed jacking me for it.
I'll feel you on that one.
I was like, really? Foxy, though? You going to take my Foxy?
I keep my CDs under tight lock. I know every CD. Man, nobody touched my CDs. I know that. I got one in my lock.
Hey, definitely, Josh, we appreciate you rocking with us. Definitely appreciate the support. You already know how it goes down.
Oh, no doubt, man. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
No problem. You said, you know, you had a second album in the works. Did the incident with the Charlie's Angels thing have anything to do with that not coming to the full fledge?
Not to a certain extent. It was a lot of just behind the scenes business that kind of messed that up, and then the group actually broke up. A lot of people probably didn't know, you know, when we went on tour, it was just two of us, it wasn't three of us. And, yeah, so even when we worked on the second album, there was going to be a new member, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, it was more than just that. That kind of slowed down the first album as far as the marketing went. You know, a lot of people don't know, you know, we were, like, nominated for a Lady of Soul Award and,
yeah.
You know, we got our ASCAP award, and, you know, like, a lot of people don't know that and stuff like that. And, you know, we participated on, you know, real successful other projects, you know, to where we could actually, you know, we have plaques and stuff like that. So it was an experience.
To say.
It was an experience, but, you know, we really, like, kind of wrote it out to the end, but the second album was in the works, and we were actually going to really do it with the new member and everything, but that just didn't work out.
Yep, and sometimes, too, everything happens for a reason in certain instances, and you just roll, you know, keep your head up and move on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what you have to do. This game is not for the weak.
Nope, it is not.
Really,
it's a grueling, grueling business. And a lot of times people don't know the half, and obviously you know the full and the half. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to my 919 caller. Raw, you?
Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Salute to you, my sister. You know, some of the things that you were saying in the beginning, you know, I definitely coincide with you when you was talking about having to keep your bar game up. You know, when the battle rap scene came, it took a lot of people into another realm where some of the listeners was just looking for a competition. But some of the pioneers and some of the people who really were engulfed in rap was listening to see to the new heights that they were taking it to, because the way they approach it now is in a different format than you could put it in a song. So it makes you have to listen. And I was an advocate for listening. I had Smack DVD. I got like 15, 20, 30 Smack DVDs. I was looking at DVDs. I was looking at the come up. I was looking at all of them just to see who would battle who. And then, you know, with the evolution of the battle rap, where it changed from just a battle rap to a couple of hundred to when I think the last battle rap battling for $40,000. And I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Look
yeah.
where battle rap has taken us, you know? And then
yes.
you being a woman at times, you know, in any, like I tell anybody, in any song, even if the woman is not as skillful as all the men, she's going to be taking notice. As soon as they realize there's a girl on the song, oh, let me hear that. And some of the veterans that you named, I can imagine the pressure that you felt in your mind when you had to sit there and rhyme with Royce the 5'9" and Crooked Eye. Like, come on, I mean, those
yeah.
So I commend you. I love your spirit. I salute you. Never stop doing what you got to do, because obviously it took a whole lot of you to do it, and you're still here floating around and letting yourself be relevant to the whole entire game.
Man, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That means a lot, for real. Thank you so much. Salute. Wow.
I just followed you on Twitter, so we'll chop it up also. But I felt good listening to what you had to say. The spirit just made it even more pleasant.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I got an exclusive real quick. Before I let you go and enjoy your night and have a good time, I got to get in, honestly, talking about Crooked Eye, I got to get into this Green Zone real quick. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go to this Green Zone. Boom.
Okay.
I'm waiting to come right back with you, take this last caller and let you enjoy your night and give you last shout-outs. But they're going to go crazy over this track. I'm already knowing.
Thank you, Cognac.
This is the way we do it. Come on.
I think my favorite color's green. Cash rules everything around me. The cream. I think my favorite color's green. Brand new drops when I pull up on the scene. I think my favorite color's green. All about the paper, you know what I mean. Shutting down the mall, yeah, I want it all. I was born to ball.
Yeah. Grind tight and woolly beast, no trying. Legally licensed, abuse of use is considered violent. Been known to dethrone out, egos for silent. I'm the ultimatum, born now on assignment. Is what Hootiac rep for. Repertoire Gucci hounds, YSL, me and more. German coupe, merging troops, cash forward to explore. Got the crew, check the proof, betting tools to get more. Crush a lot of same-sex competitors. Klitschko, heavyweight, Linkin Park, me and Encore. Think invincible, I'm sure I'm pure. Prescription for chickens, thinking they sick, I'm the cure.
I think my favorite color's green. Cash rules everything around me, the cream. I think my favorite color's green. Brand new drops when I pull up on the scene. I think my favorite color's green. All about the paper, you know what I mean. Shutting down the mall, yeah, I want it all. I was born to ball.
think my favorite color's
green. Yeah,
nickel
scuffling, grind is Nipsey, I'm hustling. Every penny I'm cuffing, I'm Oprah, bring the bucks in. Peruvian maneuver like was in that foreign. Adoring Maserati for that block exploring. Scenic route, what's the block? Yeah, gotta eat. Similar to bars written, I got a beast. Recession, Burry Week, Blueprint, Biz, COB, MBM, rock the streets, we get it in. Showroom imported, 500 need that. Strawberry on chocolate golden, jewels match. Ensemble fitted, Italian beast bosses, I'm on it. Run cable veteran and haters coughing. Often, yeah, I'm fashionista allure. I got a fetish for the chic, I'm too thick for couture. Too sick for that spur floor, wishing more and more. Too quick for clear port, yeah, Learjet of course.
I think my favorite color's green. Cash rules everything around me, the green. I think my favorite color's green. Brand new drops when I pull up on the scene. I think my favorite color's green. All about the paper, you know what I mean. Shutting down the mall, yeah I want it all. I was born to ball. I think my favorite color's green. Green. I think my favorite color's green. Green. Think my favorite color.
Grind is my only topic. Yeah, we too busy, too spendy. All cash received, we too indie, too busy. German keys accessorize, too silly. On money like Benjamin, who with me? Know that green plus foreign floor match. Shrunk real estate, so acres around that doormat. Coney Echo, known as Donna Blanco. Breach them leaking, Peruvian cracking Rocco. You can pipe that like it's a test of Brian White. It's no Channing Tatum for the fight.
I think my favorite color's green. Cash rules everything around me, the cream. I think my favorite color's green. Brand new drops when I pull up on the scene. I think my favorite color's green. All about the paper, you know what I mean. Shutting down the mall, yeah I want it all. I was born to ball. I think my favorite color's green. Green.
Cognac to XO, aka the West Coast. Yep. COB. What they say, COB easy. One more thing. Okay, bye.
Yo, check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio, Cognac in the house. You already know
yeah,
how good.
Yeah.
The music is banging. Everything that's going on is superb. So before we
let you
go and enjoy your night, go ahead and tell these people, make sure they have your Twitter, make sure they have your, you know, social networking, the websites, everything like that, so they can follow you and go ahead and give, you know, definitely your last shout-outs. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the airways.
Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all having me. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Cognac, C-O-N-I-Y-A-C, Cognac. Shout out to everybody who supports real hip hop. Shout out to Die For Radio for just supporting real artists that are real serious about their craft and just for the love of music. Shout out my team, Supreme Circle, and COB, my crew, my squad, sister, Cop Life for Life. And that's what it do, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the callers calling in. Thanks, Kings. I appreciate the love.
No, I had a blast with you, definitely. Before I let you go, I know you already just shout out Die For Radio, but let me get an official Cognac Die For Radio drop from you because I definitely chop those up and replay them and do what I do. So let me get one before you go.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, this is Cognac the XO, COB, Soot, Soot, Cop Life, and you on Die For Radio.
That's what's up. Cognac in the house. It's been an absolute pleasure. Enjoy your night. I'm actually going to lace him with one more track. You know what I mean? This COB
Thank
is awesome.
You.
Dang.
Appreciate it.
Here. We bosses around here. Hey, but definitely, you know, as I said on, you know, with previous guests, and what I always do is, you know, I'm here to support you. This isn't a one-time thing. When you have, you know, any information you want to get out, whether you want to be on the airways, make sure I get it. That way I can put it on the website, retweet it, whatever I need to do. When you need to get back on the airways, we're here for you. So definitely, you know, keep us involved. I look forward to actually getting, you know, some of the Horseshoe Gangs and more COP onto the COB, excuse me, on the show. So definitely, definitely keep me involved in what you got going on.
Will do. Definitely going to do that, man. Appreciate it. And we will, I'll probably be hitting you up sooner than later.
Honestly,
thanks,
you know,
love,
I'm not
man.
Opposed to a COB show. A full 2 hours with COB is good with me, for real. So let's, you
hey,
know, let's work
set
on
it
that.
Up.
And
I'm game. Set that
yeah.
shit.
Good.
I'm
we'll
game.
Be talking behind
that.
The, get that cracking until
okay.
then. It's the bosses. Live with the homie Kong Jack.
Let's
go, Dolph Radio.
Cash over bullshit, hate the bitch to try it. Get it in, COB in with my car boss. Get it in, COB in with my car boss.
I'm back cause you miss me. I'm a spaz if you tip me. The minute I begin to speak, I'm taking you to Doomville. No match at the city. I'm click-clack in the city. I'm kidnapping your sissy, son. Just for fun. You wanna get this kid back, you need 50. Jeez, now peep it. I don't mean grand, I mean 50 gangsters with tanks, infinite artillery amps. Please come get me. I sip from a flask full of acid. Pass on that Henny. When I say yak, it's with me. Damn it, bastard, don't ask if I'm tipsy. I'm finna take your spirit. You die like Joshua and Jason's lyrics. This is for he's rhyming, this case is lyric. We can't be stopped by nobody, the only exception's God. I'm feeling like Megatron, walking with my Decepticon.
Get your chin, get out your pad like you ain't paid your rent. Take no tricks, this is how a great flow kicks. Testing these counterfeit money, it don't make no sense. My colon should be backed up, cause I don't take no shit. I'ma spit it slow for him, in, I'ma go for him. Low blow him, shell out something cold for him, snow blow him. I keep heat. Keys, squeeze things easily. Please be, leave me be, please. Cause I ain't putting up with no nonsense. If your folks pop shit, then I'm gon' pop shit. All eyes on me, on some stone top shit. On my old pocket shit, I'm on some cold cop shit.
When you ask me what's cracking, I answer I'm cracking. I mean I'm actually the cracking, attacking the captain. Niggas asking what happened, I'm a aspen assassin. That mean I'm a cold ass killer. Nigga better duck when I hold that trigger. No chance of survival, you dead on arrival. Kill your son while he being born, he's dead on arrival. Put my hand on the Bible, cause I'm a fucking swear. You don't get that, I don't fucking care. I'm a click-clack motherfucker, yeah. It's no fucking fair, like you snuck on the bus. No pin, we ain't right. What the fuck wrong with us? What the fuck wrong with cuz? What the fuck wrong with blood? C.O.B. in a fucking club. All we wanna do
Yo.
Is fuck it.
We grind and so get it to get our bread right. Y'all wait for the green as if you out of red light.
Yeah.
I'm on these motherfuckers' heads like headlights.
Yeah.
I'm in these motherfuckers' hoods like headlights. I'll torture you as if my hard life was your fault. Motherfucker, I'm always on, but I go off. I'll put you in the dirt for dirt cheap, low cost. I'm so off at times, I'm disgusted by my own thoughts. I'll show you exactly why not to fuck with a goon. Had you scream like your bitch when I'm up in the womb. My bitch is wicked as some sluts on them hovering brooms. Passing me some, they should've carved ignorant fuck in your tomb.
Come here.
Fire Molotov ignited my back, draft straight and lightning them literally. Keep a billionaire demeanor, street rocket, grand sport. We transported seats, fillers, be these bosses. Boys untamable, wild beast like. Till my grind reach height so family can feast right.
Yeah.
The whole job gotta eat right. So slow mob gotta eat tight, F. Rory night.
Nice.
is no gender of mine. Breathing, they can defend against my offense grind. I'm Kobe size 9, ill Louise. So Thelma plays burner like Tina. Turn her into hostile, the trilogy. Made permanent memory. Suited for all black. Grenades up in his hall. Yeah, so publishing be all rack. Steroids to big bills. Brolic all specs. Shift gears. V8, yeah, my bitches. Yeah, we ball that.
In my eyes, can't deny it. Cash over bullshit, haters need to try it. Get it in, C-O-B-N, with my car boss. Get it in, C-O-B-N, with my car boss.
I'm not joking, you can see the red in my eye. I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to try to get my point across. As I shine, you know, force to make your ears pop like spicy hot sauce. The game is not lost, hip-hop ain't dead, but you got to play the course if you want to break. So many play the boss, but they work instead. There's a lot of rap cats in the game and they ain't scoring. Hop, they not and they plot a straight ball and they claim to be LJ. And how they hate joints with fans that ain't scorching his brains and they ain't bullshit. Girls married to this track, there's no divorce in the numb is possible, but you know, it's straight distortion. Skills is brought to the game, proceed with caution to get this shit out of the frame like teen abortion. Bigger to come, harder to fall, so if you ain't ready to brawl, make sure the paramedics are called. And they got all the right support, sister, cause mic fight is what I ignite with restriction. So set the game up, state your claim up, cause if you ain't spitting that fire, you're just a lame, the roar's the name, what? Watch how I came up, turning the flame up, that means I'm burning your brain up, changing the game up, from the different and same stuff. Even if you're playing stuck with the lyrics that stay broke, I'm not pumped, I write rhymes to get checks. And when I get a track, I just treat it just like sex. And when I give it back, it's confusing, it's like next. Okay, fixed, cause I ride a track like a jockey. I'm like Jim Carrey, mad. Somebody stop me, but don't block me, cause I'm balls off and stocky. I knock your front side like a bad game of hockey. That means I'm ruthless, I leave it toothless. The next time you think of the mic, you know who the truth is. Raw, like you never heard before. I came in the door, with more in store than the norm. And I'm just getting warm, to it ready for war. We can get it on, from night till the morn. From dusk to the dawn, till the boat get tired. And one starts to yawn, but I'm on fire right now, so bring it on.
I'ma slip this in, I'ma say,
And yo, respect the architect as I begin to build, as I begin to fill your mind, as I begin to drill. Disrespect and that'll be a mess like an oil spill in the Gulf. Fuck Yellow Wolf, Catfish Billy. Fuck with me and get slapped silly or get clapped with the Mac Millie. Facsimile, you should play the back timidly. Fuck an idiot with Confederate imagery. That ain't hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop. Fuck around and get popped in your lips, Hobson. You need to stop with the shit, Hobson, or we plotting the hit. Yo, they trying to say a nigga stuck in the past because I won't co-sign getting fucked in the ass. Mad at me for my comments on Vlad TV. I'm being honest, but it's sad to see all these keyboard crips and these broadband bloods want to fight for their right to take dick in the butt. And the nerve to try to call me a stick in the mud. I heard you like to put your stick in the mud. I'm in the grow room picking the butt. This rap game, yo, we ripping it up. For me and Lance, we ain't fucking with these pansies.
Oh my
nigga,
God.
Understand me?
Fuego.
One.
Godful Radio. Just been a beautiful, beautiful night. I'm actually going to go back to my OG homie. I'm going to say it. Mr. Raw. You still rocking with me? Mr. Raw, you got me on mute while you're chilling, or you still rocking? While he chilling in the back, I got to say, it's been great conversation. And, you know, one of the big things I got to say is that although I'm here for the music, I'm really there for, you know, the conversation and to really have, a good conversation with these people to where you get to know them as a person again. And I feel a lot with the internet and just the, everything so widespread that you don't get a chance to do that. And, you know, so in saying that, big shout out to my guests, obviously Nature in the house, you know, Type Ill. I mean, can't say enough about him. You know what I'm saying? Cognac. Just was a pleasure having her on. I mean, what a beautiful thing here at Dieful Radio. Big shout out to my dude, Todd Davis. You know what I'm saying? We be grinding like crazy. And you're definitely going to see us out and about very soon, really doing our thing. Big shout out to my Jordian fam, my Dieful fam, all the callers from Long Island to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Just everybody that shows support. All the callers on the line that didn't press one and just want to listen, I see y'all. I'm telling you, too many area codes to name. Everybody listen online. We have a blast here. You know what I mean? And we definitely, you know, enjoy what we do. This Thursday, 2 days from now, y'all, we got a very, very, very good show for you. You know what I'm saying? We got Pheromont. Man, what's crazy is this new album is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait to premiere some of these tracks. And really get into them, you know what I'm saying? We got Capadonna, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, Wu-Tang still very, very relevant to everything that's happening. I mean, you know, what can't you say about Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang is still here, still around doing their thing. Capadonna, definitely one of the OGs from the camp. And then we got Shabam Sadiq, if y'all ain't familiar, do the knowledge. You can definitely catch some good cuts from him on the Ruckus label. You know what I'm saying? Definitely did his thing. And everything he's got going new, you can follow him on Twitter. So you already know how it goes down. So I hope y'all tune in. Appreciate you rocking into the overtime. You already know. I'm actually, you know, since that Army of the Pharaohs came out, I'm going to bang another exclusive track. You know what I mean? From that Army of the Pharaohs. Then I'm going to bang that Scarface track again exclusively on Dieful Radio, and I'm going to call it a night, y'all. Appreciate everybody that tuned in. Dieful.
Reign over the kingdom of disaster. Rhythm gets smashed, fucked like the children of a pastor. Nigga, I'm bad luck, I'm misery, I'm your master. Making you hang it up like folks living in Alaska.
Alaska.
I'm raided in summer, blinded by the sun, divine Damien.
In the front lines of Egypt with the bloodline of an alien.
I'm so defiant, the stone that broke Orion. Stone flow tyrant, hold above the Orion. I throw with giants.
The globe try to spit, ghost lager and moat lava.
The old father of Moses, no one that goes harder.
I'm the Al-Qaeda style writer, that's the inspirator.
A life of behind these bars, get caught in my lines of fire.
And expire, I'm the devil's pitchfork in the road.
I torture your soul till you sell it for a fortune in gold.
The fortune's foretold, we all die, so live life to the fullest.
Live by the gun, die by the bullet, by the knife slice in your gullet. Pharaoh.
Too blind to see the light, I envision blackness. Live by the bloody hatchet, die from the dusty ratchet. Back from the lake of fire with my halo broken. They want reality, so I give them a fatal dosage. Niggas acting real savage, but I barely notice. I'm headhunting, so I ain't trying to lose my focus. We the murderers, murderers, call the coroner, tell them to stop recording us. No more hoping them, box cutter open them. This is uncut opium for you to put your nose up in. Got them overdosing, head swelling, comatosing. Overseas, zone coasting, body flowing in the ocean, Pharaoh.
I'll cry later as you look at the sun. Probably die by the gun. Now cry later while you hanging your head. Plenty of time to answer to the angel of death. Now cry later as you look at the sun. Live by the sword, you'll probably die by the gun. Now cry later while you hanging your head. Plenty of time to answer to the angel of death.
Don't be trusting in these rappers, look how poorly they acting. Only seen guns busted, civil war reenactments. Yeah, we all took that class trip to Harrisburg or Gettysburg. So spare your words before you get embarrassed, nerd. Waiting for the day I'm catching you. You can have MMA fighters protecting you. Pussy, I'm still wrecking you. Your idol, the one you wish you could perform like. Drop classic albums, you can't even get one song right. A couple songs tight, but not cause you speaking on them. It's cause the beat was banging and had dope features on it. It's reefer wanted. You got a rat spine, a chicken's heart, and a weasel stomach. What are you? You little hog, you. You fucking pig, I spit your wig. So what you on, kid? Dope or dog food? This ain't a warning, it's a promise, boy. Cause I'm your motherfucking daddy and I won't raise a mama's boy.
Blech. Yeah, my family hates you, we wildin'. I was chillin', but then y'all propagated the problem. Let it wash over you, let you pray to the lion. If the father disrespect me, the baby is dying. What's gonna happen when the inmates raid the asylum? It ain't one of you motherfuckers crazy as I am. Killing you stupid motherfuckers is fish in the barrel. High priest of every temple, I am a pharaoh. Crypto war child, the bow, I am the arrow. I get under your skin, Lord, I am the marrow. We could go gun for gun, battle for battle. We could go sun for sun, mine is a pharaoh.
Now cry later, yeah. As you look at the sun. Live by the sword, you probably die by the gun. Now cry later, while you hanging your head. Plenty of time to answer to the angel of death. Now cry later, as you look at the sun. Live by the sword, you probably die by the gun. Now cry later, while you hanging your head. Plenty of time to answer to the angel of death.
Greatest ever done it, you can learn from it. Dope game ran it, rap game run it, street cred hunted. Nerd turned D-boy, not in genetic makeup. Baby, I'm a G-boy, hashtag street boy. Wrong one to fuck with, cross me at your own risk. Play to get back, you can trust this. I am far from average, to me it ain't no such thing. Me against the world, so fuck it, I let my nuts hang. I've been known to bust bang, killer if the need be. I don't need an army when the smoke clears, he sees me. Rhyming at his finest, unlike those vaginas that claim that they the real deal, knowing I'm the highest. Top of the command chain, I am what the streets made. I am what the hood built. You were just a weak lame homicidal maniac with suicidal tendencies. You're more like a punk band, I'm more like a pedigree. A nigga you ain't seen yet, so y'all cannot describe me. I'm a freak of nature, don't shit here surprise me. Money over everything except a nigga's manhood. I am not a prostitute, you don't understand hood. Fuck a nigga getting here unless he about to give me mine. Otherwise he prime beat, shocking when I up the nine and hit it with it 7 times. Fuck you thought I'm civilized? Welcome to the jungle, fool. It's only right I punish you. Nigga with an attitude, feel like MC Ren felt. Quiet on the set, you funky bitch, you get your friends slipped. I give your game a black eye, blame it on the black guy. I be on some nigga shit, I'm niggerish, so that's why. Guess what my religion is, this is what the business is. Exposure for you garbage ass rappers, you can witness this. Came to bang your game up, pussies think they came up. Oh, you got a drop head, so now you think you famous. I hear it's dangerous, and we don't know your name, cuz we don't even give a fuck. Rappers get it fucked up. Security say you not, it's they side job. They don't want no conflict, they don't want no problem. Nah.
Yo, this is the Mecca Don CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASSS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy,
Pimp Type, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio. Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. Wow. One time.
Mic check 1-2, check this out, man. Recognize the voice, this is them boys. Second Steel, Smith and Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Jack, this is your man, the original Dirty Vine Scoundrel, Jay with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.